Welcome to episode number 57 of the Interactive Distractions Podcast for the week, December 22nd, 2008. Coming up in this week's episode, Jason's back, and he returned with some gaming distractions of the last week. We figure out what Reverend Hammer wants to do with the gaming industry in gaming news. Elamite Warrior from Straight Rippin' and Major League Gaming stops by to tell us all the glorious details about his life as a pro gamer. We hit up some new releases, well, all one of them. A few listener emails, and then of course we hit up our Gotai question of the week.
Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions episode number 57.
Thank you, Chris.
Hi.
Heinz 57, so.
That was lame. Let's do it
yeah,
over.
Yeah, I know. End this 57 episode. I don't know. Anyway, my name is Chris Ferriccio, and I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hello.
And Jeff Chorney.
Word up.
We're going to talk about games and other stuff. We have a pretty good show lined up for you, so I hope you guys enjoy it. Jason, how you doing, Dan?
I'm doing pretty good, actually. If we sound a little different, it's because I'm actually over at Chris's house because, well, my internet connection is dead for whatever reason. So, spur of the moment.
Weird.
Made the decision, made the call. Went over to Chris's. Here I am.
Are you guys pedaling?
No.
Are you guys wearing like slippers and?
No.
Did you leave your webcam on, Chris? how do you know?
Hold on, let me turn that on for you.
No, I'm doing pretty good, man. I feel a lot better from last week. I'll tell you that much.
Good
stuff. We missed you, buddy.
Holy
yeah,
shit!
Definitely.
I mean, I missed you, but there was just no way I could do it. There was a lot of vomit involved, and that's all I can really say. It was pink, though. I downed like a bottle of Pepto before I got sick, so I actually threw up pink all day long. I thought that was pretty funny.
That's all right, though. At least you're not looking at, like, you know, at least not green or
right. So brown. It was like, boom, 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 hee, hee.
And it probably still smelled like it, too.
Our buddy John likes to call those giggle pukes.
Giggle pukes, that's right. You know, if we ever have John on, we should make him... tell the giggle puke story.
We want him to come back, though.
I think for our listeners,
we still want to be friends with him. I don't know. He might not agree. We'll see.
All right, cool. Jeff, how are you, man?
I'm good. I got nothing to say.
Awesome, you're good. That's good.
I went to work today.
I did the whole work thing.
Masturbated.
It's going to snow 20 centimeters tomorrow.
Yeah, it's supposed to snow 20 centimeters tomorrow. Fuck, that's going to blow ass, man. I hate it when it does on the Friday, because the Friday it's going to carry over to the weekend. I have plans for the weekend where I have to travel. And why can't this happen on a Monday, you know, during the work week, where there's a chance I might not have to go to work? Very slim chance, but...
Do you get to travel very often? Are you going anywhere next weekend?
By traveling, I mean going by, like, two town cities over. So...
Okay.
Not really travel.
Gotcha.
I just like to say travel because it sounds cool.
I traveled to the video store today.
Exactly. Gonna travel up the street.
I traveled to the grocery store. Got Canadian back bacon.
What the hell is that accent?
We're like 3 minutes in and we're going downhill fast already. This is awesome.
The only thing that goes down faster is, I'm not going to leave that out of it. Nothing.
Where are you going with
I could have went like five different ways and was like, yeah, whatever.
Well, every pick one, damn it.
Whatever. It's past, the point's past right now. There's no point in going back.
All
right,
fine.
I also like Chris's house because there's beer here. Oh, wait, I brought this beer.
Yeah, you brought that beer. But there are dogs that like to hound you for attention.
They love me.
Yeah, apparently.
I love them, too.
They're
sleeping
tired
right now.
They're sleeping right now.
You guys sick at me.
Cool. Well, nothing different for me. Work is busy, and, you know, we're supposed to... The release I've been talking about for the last couple of weeks was supposed to go out this week, but they... delayed it till next week, and now we're done. So now it's just kind of like doing nothing. And...
What?
Wake up!
I'm sorry.
but that's it for me. So
work talk.
Yeah, no more work talk.
Woo.
So what are we doing? We got the MMO thing still coming up, right?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
We've actually chose our 10, and if you're listening to this on Monday... you probably already saw the poll. The poll is going to be up on VG Evo as of Friday, the 19th, which means that was probably 2 or 3 days ago. So, yeah, get over there and vote for three of the MMOs that we've chosen. And, you know, top three will get played in the beginning of January. That'll be fun.
Very cool.
Yeah. And thank you guys for all the suggestions. It was pretty hard to go through them all. There were some good games in there.
There was some arm wrestling going on to include one of them. I totally kicked Chris's ass.
Yeah, I was the ref.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and yet Gunbound still didn't make the cut.
I pulled some sweet over-the-top action that Stallone taught me.
You know, I'm going into these totally blind, by the way. I didn't look up any of them. I'm just going to be honest. And I'm seriously waiting.
He's all like, oh, yeah, it's cool. Whatever you guys want, man. Yeah.
This was a Jason and Chris decision. Jeff was like, yeah. I defer to your superior intelligence in these situations.
He's like, yeah, they all look good. Yeah. Like, all right.
Whatever. No, it's, you know, I'm just going through this with an open mind. I figure, you know what? Don't want to ruin the experience. Mm-hmm. Don't want any kind of precognitive, you know.
Jeff did say he was really excited about the Gaia one.
Yeah, the Go Gaia one.
Oh my god!
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, right.
That one didn't make it on the list. Ooh, spoiler. Wait.
Spoiler, they've already fucking seen it.
I know. We have a fucked up schedule.
Just gonna wait for when you guys be like, hey, we're playing this. I'd be like, okay, send me the link. Download. Let's do this.
Let's just hope that Jeff's computer can run them.
Yes, exactly.
We are going to make specific day times during certain days to play these, mm-hmm. so that you guys can play them with us. Obviously, we're going to be playing them more often than the times that we specify. But times that we specify are going to be the times that all three of us are available and that you can play with us online. So that's the way it's going to work. But we'll explain more of that in the weeks to come. And hopefully in January, you guys will get to play with us, and we'll talk about that more then.
It's going
to
be really cool.
I hope so.
Can't wait.
All right. Well, let's jump in. Jason?
Yo.
What is distracting you this week?
It's not embarrassing, but it's the same as it was a couple weeks ago. A shit ton of Fallout, which I got on the PC finally. I traded up, I must say. I sold my 360 copy.
I'm really jealous, by the way.
And waited very impatiently. I was really pissed when Amazon didn't get it to me like the next day.
Right.
But, yeah. So there was a few days that I was without Fallout, which was really tough.
When he clicked buy now and it wasn't in his mailbox, he was very upset.
Yeah. Because I still had the 360 copy because I haven't actually, you know, physically given it to the other person yet. But I'm like, it's just a waste of time if I play it and, you know, can't actually save my progression. So, but I did get it, and holy shit, it's a step up, definitely. I think the PC version is the way to go if your system can run it. Textures are absolutely gorgeous. I love the control now because, you know, at its heart, it still kind of is first-person shooter controls, you know. Mm-hmm. I will say that the third person is a little bit better.
What?
Yeah, because you can actually choose the distance in which your camera's at.
Oh.
Where it's, you know, very fixed on the console side, and his hip is kind of in one place. It actually juts to the side when he's walking. It's kind of sexy. in the PC version. Oh, yeah.
Do you have a man crush on your character?
I kind of do now. I gave him one of those pompadours and stuff, little elvish thing. He was pretty fugly before, but now, yeah, kind of made a little
Isn't
sexy.
The frame rate shitty like that? And don't they move all awkwardly?
I don't think so. I really don't think so. I just, overall, everything that I've encountered thus far, you know, sound and textures and everything, control has been a step up from the 360. So
cool.
No complaints whatsoever. Well, I do, but I'm going to save that for our show. What else? Street Fighter, of course. I don't know what else to say about that.
That was some great matches we had the other day, by the way.
Dude, you were totally kicking my ass.
Dude, why am I not getting invites for these? You guys need to get in touch with me and say, hey, we're playing Street Fighter, and I'll jump on.
I'll tell you why.
This is fantasy.
Because it hasn't fucking happened.
It has not happened yet.
Okay.
And Jeff would not kick my ass.
Obviously, I missed that part of the joke. Hey, this is Chris. I just showed up.
No. I'm still able to connect with the 360 without any problems. PSN is still an issue, and I've done all that I can. Put it on the DMZ, taken it off the DMZ, forwarded ports, and removed media servers and everything that I could think of, and still, nothing. Yeah, makes no difference whatsoever. So I have maybe
able to connect anybody?
Just that first day, I was able to connect to the marquee and who was it? Was it animated? Yeah, animated a little bit later on. And that was it. You know, since then, I have not been able to connect to anybody. But if I have, it's just been until the opening, you know, match. You know, while we're right about to go at it, it'll disconnect.
That's what just, that it sucks. Just ticks me off.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's some people, at first I thought router problem. Then I thought, you know, maybe it's just something to do with the actual, like, I don't know, the connection, like the way the fucking, come on guys, help me out here.
Matchmaking.
Infrastructure, whatever. Yeah, the infrastructure, the matchmaking, whatever. But then it's like sometimes I can connect to people without a problem.
Yeah.
And the next day I can't connect to them at all. It's just not consistent.
Makes no sense.
Yeah.
I still do a majority of my playing with like ranked quick matches. And it's seriously like maybe one out of every 20 tries I'll actually connect to someone. And even then it's a crapshoot.
Yeah,
I don't know if the lag's going to be bad or if I'm going to disconnect. I'm finding a lot more people that are actually disconnecting.
Yes.
Like when they're losing.
That
pisses me off.
Yeah, oh yeah, people are going to do that in fighting games all the time. There's going to be no, like, the thing is, though, even with me, is 1 out of 10 times I'll actually connect to a rank match or whatever, matchmaking, and then I'd say 9 out of the 10 times, I think I've actually only completed one rank match, and every tournament I've joined has always disconnected in the last match, every single one of them. And it's
so retarded.
And I would say, okay, you know what, maybe this guy's disconnected because he's losing, but usually it disconnects before we even get to fight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like we'll start fighting and then I'll realize his character stops moving and then I'll be like, what's going on? And it's like disconnected.
Yeah. Sony, you need to get on this shit.
I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Sony, I don't know if it's Capcom, but it's something's not right.
I guess it really depends. I mean, if this is a peer-to-peer game, right? I mean, that's code that Capcom would write.
Yeah.
So.
Well, not Capcom, but Backbone, actually. I mean, Capcom's just the publisher.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's whoever you. But at the same time, my one complaint with PSN is get it unified, provide the devs with the same toolkits. Like, yes, like the Xbox Live is peer to peer, but they have the infrastructure built into Xbox Live, so every game connects the same way that way. Whereas that's why there's not as many issues, and it's from PSN. It's game to game, and I don't like it.
And that I think that's something where the 360 really excels at, is they do have a lot of standardized, you know, framework. You know, they've got Live, and you've got to tie into that.
Yeah.
But it seems to work.
I just want to play Jason, kick his ass.
Well, that might not happen, Jeff.
I was playing Blue Steel, actually, yesterday. I think it was yesterday or the day before. And he was the only person I could connect with. I could connect with him usually pretty regularly. Mm-hmm. And we played 20 some odd matches, and the final score was 13-12 for him.
Oh, wow. Cool.
But I was having a bad day. But he's improved like big time, and he uses a good variety of characters. And he really like unconventional characters too. Like he uses Bison a lot and Cammy and stuff.
God.
So
I hate Bison. And,
And the problem is you fight those guys because not too many people use them. It's hard to kind of get the playing style down straight because you're like, crap, like I'm not used to. Like I know what beats what move when I'm playing Ken, Ryu, you know, Chun-Li, Vega. But yeah,
I used to mix it up a lot more online, but I'm sticking to Vega, Guile, and Ryu. Pretty much,
same here. Substitute Ryu with Ken and throw in Blanca every once in a while.
Right. Well, I'm having trouble with Ken, actually. In the arcade, I used him a lot, but I'm using the D-pad now. So, yeah, I'm having trouble with that because I don't like the Hori fighting stick. I don't like the ball stick. So that's what she said.
Why is it easier for you to play with Ryu?
With Ryu,
Ken's crazy kicks, actually. So if I two and one into like a low forward into like a fireball or something.
Yeah.
If I'm not quick enough with my D-pad motion, I'll actually do one of his crazy kicks instead.
Because
I'm doing like a what is it called, like a negative edge or something, and I'm releasing the kick button to go to the punch button.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a flip.
And it leaves him open for a bit after that, too.
Yeah, true. But a crazy kick as opposed to a fireball is not cool. So
no.
That's why I stick with the Ryu. What else have I been playing? Absolutely nothing. Hey, I got a new G1, a Google phone.
Nice. Cool.
And I'm very jealous of it, actually.
I've been playing with that.
Hey, did you guys take part in the 360 Nation Warhawk Wednesday?
did they finally take it over?
No, not yet, but they may as well.
I know.
Have we been contested for that. The right?
Well, I mean, Philip and Random did both play, so.
Yeah.
That's true.
I probably will never be in there again, to be honest with you.
Ever again?
I will.
Maybe, eventually. But it's one of those things where it's like Wednesday, you know, when after I bowl, I come home and I spend time with Crystal. You know, before she moved.
You know, there
in,
is split
like
screen,
here,
Chris.
So. What?
There is split screen. Come on.
Yeah. Hey, Crystal, you want to play Warhawk with me?
You can use the ProFlight controls. It's very intuitive.
You don't even like playing Warhawk.
Tell her play.
Oh,
like
the truth comes out. Chris does not even like playing Warhawk.
But I do like it.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. Chris gets like.
Look, I can't play.
Like Kyle said, he gets angry when he loses.
Play Warhawk.
And no, Chris loses
Jeff,
a lot.
Jeff, I get angry when I take off
temper.
And blow up 3 seconds after I take off.
Whatever,
that's when shit. I get angry.
Yeah. I swear I've never heard Chris curse so much more than in Wednesday. Fuck!
You don't work with him.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's right. You don't work with me.
You've never dodged a flying keyboard.
Or mouse, for that matter. Cool. Well, Jeff, what's distracting you this week?
Oh shit. Man, lots of random stuff. I popped in God of War 2 the other day. Just cause I guess the God of War 3 trailer that was on the Spike Awards was shown, and then I was like, yeah, it looks pretty cool. Then I went and downloaded it off the PSN in HD, and I'm pretty sure I painted my wall with my own manhood. And I was like, this is awesome. So it's,
you got to get a black light because that's when it's really effective.
Exactly. It's like art.
I can see Jeff's manhood everywhere.
Wow, you might want to paint that. So played a little bit of that. Played Killzone, actually.
Whoa.
What?
Wait, not the
bad. Oh, the first one.
First Killzone, not Killzone 2.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not.
I was about to be very pissed. I'm like, why are you just telling us this now?
No.
Hook a podcast, brother, up.
It's. I just wish that game was just dumbed down a little bit in the graphics area so the PS2 could handle it because.
Yeah. I think they tried to. They were overambitious with it.
It's so much so you can tell they super compressed the sound where it's all muffled and it sounds like it's coming through like a. Like a shitty speaker that's broken 5 times and like held together with like duct tape. It really does sound that bad. It's the audio's terrible. The frame rate's pretty damn bad. But it does, after playing though, like just looking at it and looking at the Killzone 2 video, the guns and the way you aim is still very similar, which I found kind of interesting. So it's like, cause everyone's, sorry, what was that, Jason?
Well, good.
Yeah, no, they're definitely good. So, like, it feels different than any other first-person shooter. It's a little bit slower moving with the aiming, but the way the gun sways and everything as you're aiming kind of feels more realistic, but not as precise. But I think from what I've heard, it's a little bit better in 2, obviously, and that's probably mostly to do with the frame rate more than anything. But
did you see the latest? Well, not the latest, but the one-up show from last week?
Yes. Yeah, I did see that.
With the Killzone?
I'm excited. With the witch, sorry?
I'll be honest with you. I know I'm not a first-person shooter guy unless has to be really good. And Killzone, I'm going to buy Killzone.
I'm going to buy it too. It's gonna be awesome,
I'm
I think.
Really excited about it.
This one will not disappoint, I hope. Playing some more Chrono Trigger. My boss has been gone from work this week, so
you're playing Chrono Trigger at work.
How many endings do you have now?
Exactly. So I'm playing probably about a half an hour to an hour a day at work when it's slow.
Is that how long you spend on the shitter?
No, my boss is gone. I don't have to go to the shitter for that.
Is that your shitter game of the year?
My shitter game. Oh, that would definitely be my shitter game of the year. It's a good game. What else have I been playing? Popped in Castlevania Portrait of Ruin for a bit too, because I wanted to buy Ecclesia. Actually, I went to Gamerama by my place yesterday.
Get it.
Yeah, well, they were sold out, and I refused to go to EB to buy it. So I was like, hey, do you got the Order of Ecclesia? They're like, no, we're sold out. We keep selling out of it, which is a good sign.
Yeah,
I mean that's definitely a good sign. Hopefully, it is selling. So I ended up actually buying MotorStorm Pacific Rift instead.
Ooh.
Didn't play yet.
Nice.
Though. Still in the wrapping. I just had one of those I need to buy something. I was in one of those I need to buy a video game moods where I just walked in the store and like there's no one in there. There's might be one other person. There's like two guys working. They're like, can I help you? I'm like, no, not really. And I asked them for Kyle's fan, and he's like, cool. He's like, well, anything else we can help you with? I'm like, no, I want something. I just don't know what. And then he starts reading it.
He starts twisting his mustache and wringing his hands is what he starts doing.
How can I get this sucker to buy a piece of shit?
Have you tried the new MotorStorm game?
I changed my mind about 13 times, no word of a lie, because I was like, I'm looking for like a portable game because I'm going to be going on like a road trip pretty soon. Not really a road trip, but traveling pretty soon, like actual traveling. so... I was like, portable, and he's like, well, please tell me we have a copy of Chrono Trigger, and I'm like, already playing Chrono Trigger. He's like, okay. Zelda, I'm like, already got Zelda. He's like, Castlevania for PSP, I'm like, already got it. And then he's like recommending all these other games. I'm like, yeah, you know what, maybe I'll go with Call of Duty 5 or World of War. I'm like, no, I asked for that for Christmas. So I was literally in there for about 25 minutes, and then finally I'm like, you know what, MotorStorm, I didn't put that on my Christmas list. I love the first one. I'm just going to buy it. But then I promised myself I'm not going to open it or play it until I finish at least one other game that I'm playing right now.
Okay. So, fair enough.
Wuss.
Yeah, whatever. Fallout.
What is this so, Fallout you speak of?
played some Halo 3, actually. As everyone knows, we have someone from MLG, Elemite Warrior, is going to be on talking about pro sports and gaming, or pro gaming versus sports, all that kind of good stuff. But I started playing some Halo 3, and... none of my friends were in the mood to play Halo 3 that night on my friends list, so it was me, myself, in a random party. And, I guess got my ass kicked. And, well, the majority of the time was getting teabagged, so, sometimes. But,
I've been there, man.
I don't like playing Halo with randoms. Like, not that... The other team, like, didn't destroy us. I wasn't doing too well, but at least when I'm playing with my friends... We all have our kind of like roles. Like I'm always the Rambo guy who just thinks I can do everything, and I'm just like, I'll be the first one to be like, hey, here's a strategy, guys. Okay, as long as we can contain this point and this weapon, we'll do fine. And then like 20 seconds later, like Jeff, where the hell are you going? I'm like, trust me, guys, I'm gonna take these guys out and dead.
And notice that the main word in that last phrase was thinks.
Right.
Yeah. that's why I want to get on there with more. I don't know. I've been like neglecting it for a while, and you guys need to play it.
I'm really not opposed to it, actually. Halo 3 is one of the more accessible shooters. Yeah.
I think if you and Chris got it, and we got one other, like a fourth person who's pretty decent, or at least wants to play it, okay. I think we'll have fun no matter who we play against, because it's a good time.
Okay.
Maybe we can, you know, after we have Elemite Warrior on, maybe he'll come on Halo 3 and show us the ropes.
Yeah, that's going to really turn you guys on to Halo 3.
Well, I mean, with him on our team, I don't want to get pwned by him the whole fucking
totally
time.
Different. Yeah, on our team, that's perfect. We could be like, yeah, totally, we totally kick ass. What do you mean he's carrying our team? Dude, I have 2 kills. Forget about the 25
deaths.
Did
you see my assists? Why are they recording my assists? What the hell?
I was the bait.
Exactly. Oh, shit. We also played lots of Street Fighter. Talked about that already.
Cool. God, why the fuck haven't we played yet? Jeez.
I can't connect.
You and I need to try and connect this week.
Yeah, I'm all just right. going
to
get on.
All right, we need to try and connect this week. At one day, we're just going to say, hey, let's play Street Fighter.
What are you doing right now?
I'm recording a podcast.
Got a TV? We got some controllers?
Yeah. All right, cool. Hey, Jeff, we'll be back in a minute.
All right.
Problem. Hey, if I can connect to Chris, that'll work because I can play you guys.
That's
true. I might be able to connect to Chris.
I'm actually talking into my bottle right now instead of my microphone.
Shit.
Hello and welcome to Interactive Drunk Cat. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. Anything else I've been playing? I know I've been playing something else. I can't really remember. That's pretty much it. PS3, play a little Resistance 2. That's basically it, actually, I think. Oh, I did try out the Valkyrie Chronicles demo.
Finally, what did you think?
Oh shit. Just move on. I don't want to.
I'm not going to go.
I don't want to hear anything bad.
It's not that I don't think it's bad. It's just not my type of game.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Okay. All right. Move
on. It looks pretty.
Jeff, you're fine. Okay.
We can do this ourselves. What it is, to tell you the truth, I only played like the first 10 minutes of it and it just didn't grasp me. I was kind of like, okay, I have time to move on to something else. But then again, guys, it is a turn-based strategy. Not really turn-based, but it's a strategy game. Yeah, it's turn-based. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to give it another shot.
It's the first good game Sega has made in, like, years.
Well, I mean,
fuck. If you like a certain designer and the best thing he or she makes is a dress, doesn't mean you have to wear it.
Yeah, and I agree. I agree with that. But,
that's a good analogy.
Yeah. I'll try it again. Like I said, it was time constrained just because I played it for like 10 minutes, had to go, and then it never. I said, hey, you know what? I'm gonna check out the rest of that demo. I'll get to it eventually because I do want to play at least through the demo.
We're not gonna force you to like it, Jeff. We want you to do what makes you happy.
I know.
Even if you do want us to play Halo 3.
Even if, even if you do make us cry.
Oh man. Oh. That's it. I think that's it. Jason, have you been playing Valkyrie Chronicles?
I played the shit out of the demo, actually, and I asked for it for Christmas, and it's killing me that I don't have it yet. But yeah,
well, you know what? You should buy it because it didn't sell well at all.
Yeah, I know, and I feel bad about that now. Yeah. I'm like, I should have bought that before Fallout or something. I don't know. Maybe for Christmas. Maybe Santa will. Okay. No, I've been an asshole a fucking year. I'm not getting shit.
Chris, what are you playing, man?
God, lots and lots of Fallout. I cannot get enough of it. I just can't.
You're already like 60 hours in, dude. And you got the game how much later than me? And I think I might have put in 30.
Are you even slowing down yet? I mean, you hit 60 hours, and that's like a marathon for any of us.
I did actually hit. I'm just about to hit 60 hours in this game. And I'm, as I said in the podcast like a couple of weeks ago, or maybe last week, I don't remember. I'm taking everything very slow.
Good.
I'm exploring everything. I'm just, you know, enjoying, you know, the environments that they've put together for us.
Ooh, did you get the superhero and super villain quest yet?
No, what? I'm actually I'm not going to do that.
Hey, where is that quest time. Actually?
Well, it's not a spoiler, but it's in like Canterbury Commons.
Yeah, I haven't even visited Canterbury Commons
yet. Way out east. Anyway, all right, I'm sorry.
I'm going to do that on my next playthrough. Right now, what I'm going to do is like I'm at the end where I've got like 3 of the story missions left. And I think I'm just going to do those and be done with it and then start a new character because, you know, I like the way this character turned out, but there's a lot of things that I feel like I can do differently to make the character more enjoyable for me.
Huh.
So that's what I'm going to do with my next character. My next character is going to be a chick, and I'm going to try and run her as a neutral level. Right now I've got him like...
That's going to be tough.
The last great savior of the wasteland or whatever the fuck he is. But, you know, I'm going to try and do neutral.
So you weren't trying to play yourself, actually?
Not at all, no.
Okay, all right.
I wasn't trying to be the dickheaded asshole that I am.
The dickheaded asshole. That's a pretty picture.
I've also been playing some more Order of Ecclesia. I've reached the last boss. And woo-hoo! He kicked my ass.
Hey, ouch.
I still got a beat of Castlevania.
He handily kicked my ass. Yeah, he starts out, you know, you fight Dracula at the end. Big spoiler.
Oh,
wow.
Fucking A, Chris.
Totally ruined it for everybody.
I was going to get that game.
and now you're not. well, the first, he always has two forms. Well, he has two forms here too. But it's more like two different sets of attack patterns. So far, anyway, there might be something after it, but the first set of attack patterns is really easy to learn and to actually get through. And then he starts like throwing wolves and bats and all kinds of wicked shit at you, and it's like I can't even get a hit on him. It's pretty crazy, but it's the game is so good. I mean, anyone who is even remotely into Castlevania needs to buy this game. Jeff, I really hope you get your hands.
Yeah,
on it.
Totally.
I would have bought it yesterday.
I know. I really, really do hope you get your hands on it.
Later on, you'll probably find out that you just have to throw your leaf shield at him, and it takes like 4 hits, and he's dead.
Wait, that's a wrong series.
What?
I did pick up Dragon Quest IV for the DS, but I haven't opened it yet because I want to beat Order of Ecclesia first.
It's very pretty.
Is it?
It's... From what I can see of the box right now, that isn't opened.
Yeah, the unopened.
Oh, you're looking at it. Never mind, you're there.
Mm-hmm. It's... I'm really looking forward to it. I talked to Mark from PS Nation quite a bit about it, and you know, I listened to what he said on the show, and he said that he really enjoyed it. So I'm hoping I'll like it a lot because I like the first. I've played through the first 3, and I've played part of 7, and I've played part of 8, and you know, it's very traditional Japanese RPG, and I really like that. So I'm hoping I'll enjoy it.
Lots of male midriff.
No, not at all.
You saw the cover art.
Yeah, it's
handed over.
Actually, the Dragon Quest series is all Dragon Ball Z like animation. So there's
like Chrono Trigger.
The same artist.
Like Chrono Trigger, and they like to show off women with big tits. Oh. So
I got Tanya playing Chrono Trigger actually.
Oh, cool. Nice, good deal.
Yeah. How many endings does she have?
She's pretty early in the game.
Okay.
Let's see what else. Played some more Mirror's Edge. I'm at an impasse with this game. What's that?
Still alive. What? It's the theme song, man.
I know. I'm really. You know what, I'm having like trouble with this game because part of me
don't judge me.
What the hell is he talking about? God damn. All right.
Are you drinking too?
Do we have any sparks? I really enjoyed the platforming aspect of this game, but the combat is so bad that, you know, when there's a part where, you know, you always have your boss, quote unquote, in your radio, and he comes on, oh, looks like you're gonna have to fight your way through, and whenever that happens, it's like, fuck, I want to stop playing now, you know.
That's what a lot of people say.
Yeah, the combat needs a lot of refining, and you know, I've talked about how bad the disarm mechanic is, because like the amount of time that it actually allows you to disarm a person is like a fraction of a second. Like,
well, did they change that from the demo? Because I found it really easy in the demo to disarm the guys.
Yeah, and in the demo, and which is the first level, it is easy. Yeah. Oh, but okay. After so that. Hard. It gets fucking hard as hell. It's like when you see a the gun turns red for like not even a fourth of a second, and then it doesn't even all turn red. It's like there'll be a red stripe on the fucking gun, and that's it. So not only does it not turn red for long, but it's really hard to see that it's turning red. So
I think we're just getting old.
What's that?
We're getting old. We can't see shit.
Do
you guys ever play Lakers versus Celtics in the NBA playoffs back in the Sega Genesis?
Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't.
Because back in the day, yeah, it was like, you know, sports games now, they'll put like either like a circle around the character you're using or they'll like highlight the name or something like that.
Yeah.
Back then, their sneakers turned black.
Yeah, true.
How ridiculous and hard was that to see when you're playing in like a 16-bit system?
Like, I was going to relate it to like Dragon's Lair, like quick time, just all like quick time events.
Quick directions?
Yeah, quick directions. Like something would flash on screen, you barely even see it happen so quick. Yeah.
It's very it's pretty similar to that actually. I still love the game. I still think it's great. I mean, I just love the platforming aspect of it, and you know, I love the fact. Okay, this may sound odd, but I love the fact that when you move the camera around, you can see her body.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, is it that big of a deal to look down and see your feet?
Yeah, no shit. I mean I've often wanted to, you know, gaze longingly at Gordon Freeman's feet. You know?
No,
I'm not going to lie to you guys. If I was actually in a woman's body, I'd probably be staring down the entire time too. But I mean,
if I could do it for like a weekend.
When I find some sort of reflective surface, I'll stand in front of it and look at her tits the whole time. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
No, but seriously, I mean, you feel...
Crystal, don't even... I've seen you doing it too.
Yeah, it's okay for me.
So pay for everyone. We all have our needs.
Shit. No, but I mean, it's. I think it's more immersive when you can actually see, like when she's
like
running,
inertia,
you can see her hands.
Immersive.
Flashing.
That wears it by interactive distractions.
I'm trying to help you out, here, Chris.
No, you're not. Shut
I am
up, Jason.
Trying to help you. Do we have any more sparks?
No, this is the last one.
Damn it! We just started the show.
But. Anyway, I'm still enjoying the game. I just wish they would have refined the combat a little bit more. I think that Mirror's Edge is a good first step, and I hope they build on the combat aspect of the game for the second one.
I think a lot of people are going to actually build upon this, and it's going to be referred to, you know, like it's a Mirror's Edge kind of game. So it's kind of started its own little genre. It's carved out its own little niche.
I think the sequel, they're actually going to, instead of trying to improve the combat, I think they're going to try to shy away from it and have less of
possibly.
It.
I wouldn't be a
that's fine.
You know,
that's fine.
Yeah, the platforming is the most fun. So I wouldn't.
That's what I had the most fun in the demo. I loved it. I played that demo probably like 30 times or something.
Wow.
Yo, I played it a lot. Oh yeah, I played that demo.
Wow, I thought
So
I played it a lot. I played it like six times.
Oh wow,
Yeah.
Six,
I'm actually on
six
chapter
normals.
five right now in the game, and it's pretty, it's still very fun, but it's like whenever they say, "Oh, you got to fight through these guys," that's when I start like,
Like,
"Damn
oh
it,"
god,
you know.
yeah.
So, but that yeah, that's my week. It's mostly been Fallout, and I haven't had that much time to play, but you know, it's.
I played Metal Gear Solid 4 as well, actually. I forgot
Oh,
to mention
sweet,
that.
good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting prepared for our Game of the Year episode
Yeah.
coming up soon, huh?
That
Cool.
game sucks to jump back into when you haven't played it in months because the controls are so complex. I just got in there, I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I had to take a good 5 minutes just to hit, okay, what does this button do? What does this button do? And yeah. But I got used to it after a while.
I could see that.
Yeah, me too. Cool. All right, well, Jeff,
Hey,
your
no
show,
one played
man.
Left 4 Dead.
What's up?
No one played Left 4 Dead?
No,
I was disappointed. I never got to play Left 4 Dead.
I tried to, actually. I tried to, because I've been busy with other projects and stuff at work, but I took some time off, like right after work one day, and I sat down with Ricky Amon and Colonel Satan and Vladrick, and Steam was actually undergoing maintenance, so we just bullshitted for like an hour on Steam. Yeah.
Cool.
Got into like an organic a cappella Earthworm Jim singing session. That was pretty cool. Looked at some YouTube videos. That was awesome.
So Steam games, you can only play over Steam, like a Steam kind of like a service, basically?
That is the one big drawback of the whole Steam thing, is that, yeah, you do need to be online to use it.
Oh, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't pay for that, obviously.
No.
You don't
not
pay
at all.
For it.
I'm going to make a Steam account, just to say I have one.
Do it. You
you
can
know
play
what?
Peggle.
I've been eyeing Peggle a lot.
Peggle is fun as shit.
I've been eyeing the shit
Say
out of
what
that
you
game.
Will. It's casual game.
I,
whatever.
No, no shit. They had it on.
It is so fucking fun.
They had it on the 1UP show a couple weeks ago, and I was watching. And I was like, dude, this looks so simple and addictive.
And you don't do anything. You aim, and you shoot, and watch.
It's, yeah, it's like plinko. You aim and shoot, and then it's pachinko after that. It's great.
I've never played it. I'll play it. Is that on Xbox Live Arcade right now?
Dude, they actually made the Peggle Extreme, which is like Team
Extreme.
No, it's like Orange Box boards. Like they've got one for Portal and Team Fortress 2 and stuff. It was made as a promotional like pack-in or whatever, but they made it free for everyone. So there's your demo, right there. Go in and check it out.
Will do.
For free.
Aye.
For
and
free.
Like me, you'll give them your $10 as fast as you possibly can. They do, they've got a sequel of sorts out. Peggle Knights, I think.
Yeah,
I've
Peggle Knights.
I've yet
Peggle
to
Knights.
Check that out. I'm about to.
That's
after
that's
Christmas,
actually what
probably.
I saw on the 1UP show. It was Peggle Knights, and it looked pretty fun.
Do it.
Cool.
Yeah.
No excuse.
Aight. Jeff.
News?
Your
you
show, bud.
News?
Go
Good
for
call.
It.
Do some news. We had a crystal ball episode last week.
How'd that go?
Sorry, Jason, you couldn't make it. It went pretty well.
No, it didn't.
Chris,
not
Chris's
for me,
crystal
anyway.
Ball. Well, you only had like three predictions.
I didn't want to shoot my mouth off.
I didn't stop what?
Yeah.
Exactly. But Chris didn't manage to get too many right there, but he nailed one right on the head, and we speculated about the whole Metal Gear Solid, that
that he
ad
did.
Thing that came out, and we're thinking maybe 360, but Chris like, no,
yeah.
You know, I'm thinking iPhone, because the whole I and then exclamation mark and stuff like that, and he was right. It's Metal Gear Solid.
Score one for Chris!
Oh yeah, he called
He's
one.
He's actually doing the Cabbage Patch here in the living room.
I believe it. Good news, it's Metal Gear Solid on iPhone. Bad news is it's basically like Duck Hunt.
I know, it looks like a shooting gallery. That's the first thing that I said when I saw the screenshots. I'm like, oh, it's a shooting gallery. Fun.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's Duck Hunt with Metal Gear Solid 4-ish graphics.
Oh,
exactly.
Oh, what a fucking letdown. I was actually really, really, really getting excited for like an acid version on Xbox or PSN.
Yeah, and you know what's funny?
Anything,
because
but...
the acid version could totally work on the iPhone.
Yeah,
like,
it could.
Really well, too. I'm so very surprised that they decide to do this shooting gallery version of Metal Gear.
Then you have the problem of people maybe falling asleep while playing it, and... You know, if they're like...
He really does not like the fucking acid series, man.
I tried it out for a little bit, and I was like, this is not my thing. I don't like games that make you sit there and, like...
Think
too much. Yeah, like...
Yeah.
It's not even so much thinking. It's just, I don't like to sit there and plan shit ahead of time. Like, I'm a checkers player, not a chess player. I'm like, I can see where I can fucking move. I'm going there, and I can, you know, I have certain
double
strategies.
Jump.
I'm a GED, not so much a master's.
I just don't have the patience. I like ADD. That's, I don't know. It's okay. Like,
you know what GED stands for?
General Education Diploma.
Good enough diploma.
Good enough diploma. There we go.
But yeah, no, it's not. I'm not having against it again. It's just not my thing.
That's fine. It's like that's cool.
Hey, I like Jeanne d'Arc, man. That was cool. Yeah. Until I lost the battle, then I was like, oh, I have to do that all over again. And if I lose again, I can do it all over again. I'm just like, oh my god.
Wait, you lost the battle? God, you suck. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I saw you play Gears.
What's that?
Nothing.
Oh, shut yeah, up. You saw me playing Gears? Yeah.
Shut up, man.
Hey, you played Gears with me. I was rescuing your ass every 2 seconds.
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, you know, you and your Rambo-style play.
Damn right. Yeah, Metal Gear Solid, iPhone. It's coming.
Transition.
There's no transition here at all.
Okay.
Street Fighter 2 HD Remix. We all love it.
Yeah.
Apparently, a lot of people loved it. 250,000 people loved
awesome.
It in the first.
Nice.
That is awesome. Nice. This is a game awesome. That actually, I don't know if we reported on this. I can't remember if we talked about this last week or not, Chris, but it was almost canceled.
Yeah, it
they
was.
Were
yeah.
right down
they had
the line
going
to cancel it. Yep.
I don't think we did touch on this last week.
Yeah, I don't think we did, but Capcom almost canceled it because they're worried about the artwork and how it's going to work and whatnot. And they basically started outsourcing, and everyone's like, oh my god, they're outsourcing the artwork. This is going to be terrible. But it actually worked for the better, and it got the game moving. And apparently, Capcom made about $4 million off it in 1 week. And
good.
That shows Street Fighter lives.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully, we'll see similar. Hopefully, we'll see much better numbers with Street Fighter 4 when it comes out.
I want Street Fighter 4 to go to. Like, I want it to do really well. Because Street Fighter 3, as much as people loved it, was a huge flop in terms of.
Well,
like,
it wasn't the same at all. You know, it wasn't.
No.
It didn't feel the same. I mean, people. From what I understand, people liked the Alpha series a lot more than Street Fighter 3.
Yeah,
it depends. You talk to, yeah.
They just changed the engine way too much. I mean, aesthetically, it was gorgeous.
Oh
it
yeah,
had definitely
the animation
a huge step in the right
and
direction.
The sprites were just freaking amazing. But you know, if the if the gameplay isn't the same,
if you mess with the familiar gameplay, you're gonna have some people that are jumping ship.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they've basically came and said, hey, you know what? We're basically sticking to the Super Street Fighter 2 type of gameplay. We're putting new graphics on it. People are gonna love it because this is a perfect way to get people back into training for Street Fighter and back into it. And boom, here's the new one.
Yeah.
And
I actually listened to a podcast by Gutex, who's heavy into the Street Fighter community, and he has all kinds of pro Street Fighter players. On the show all the time, and apparently, you know, old school players are crawling out of the woodwork for Street Fighter 4 just because you know the gameplay is so familiar, and it's just a really solid, balanced game. So
good,
happy to hear that.
Me too.
Yeah,
looks
right
like
now,
ass. Did I say that? Did I say looks like ass? It looks like ass.
Yeah, the art style is kind of. Some characters I really like, though. I think they look really cool, but some of them are just like. Meh.
Yeah. Okay. But, all right. I just wanted to go on record. Ass.
That's fine.
Do you want to use my mic as well?
Yeah.
Just say that.
Does that work better? Ass. Okay.
What you guys don't see is that Chris's mic is actually in his lap. So
it's in my... No.
Wait, what? Come on, newsboy. Keep going.
Anyway, it's the number one selling game for downloadable games. The fastest downloadable game ever in the history of PSN and
good.
Xbox Live.
Congratulations to Capcom.
Perfect. Yep. Hey, you guys want to know what wasn't the fastest selling game?
What was that?
What's that?
Haze.
Oh, you know, Haze was awesome.
Haze was tish suck.
You guys still playing that, right?
It apparently was so bad that it actually killed the company that created it. Yep.
Which company was that?
Free Radical has actually shut down.
Wow.
Out of nowhere. There was rumors, kind of like grumblings about this earlier in the week. People didn't know what to think because it kind of came out of nowhere, but they have officially closed down. Apparently, they're actually up for sale for a little bit. No one was biting. I wonder why. This is actually sad, though, because Time Splitters is a good series. Time Splitters have always been solid.
I don't know why they didn't stick with what worked.
They've been really campy, and they've been really, like, you know, they're, you know, like, cheesy, but they're really, the characters are all over the top and ridiculous looking. And I mean, you can run around with a monkey with a machine gun. How fucking cool is that?
Extremely.
Yep, and then they go and made Haze, which
sucked.
Yeah, wasn't It wasn't too good. I can't blame them at all. I'm pretty sure they rushed a little bit of it. Like, I don't know. They could have taken their time, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe going exclusive was a bad idea for them. I'm sure they got money out of it, but I don't think it was the best thing. But who knows if that would have saved them, because,
right.
I don't know. Like, as much as people say 360 is a shooter console, not every shooter sells well on a 360. So
True.
Just to say, right?
Killed
so anyway, if you guys want time splitters, who knows what's going to happen to the license? It might get picked up by somebody. Who knows? Apparently, the two guys actually who are in charge of Freetical, they've actually started another company. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, I don't like hearing about like developer studios shutting down. It's never a good thing, especially in the economy that we're in right now.
No.
And where Haze failed, I mean, they had some good titles that they put out. So. Yeah. I mean, I'd really like to see them continue on and bring back some of those better titles. But if Free Radical goes the way to the Dodo, then, you know, bring some new IPs that, you know, are better than Haze, please.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Well, you know, you can bring back games and bring back this and that. But one thing we're all hoping gets brought back into home, if you guys have been playing at home recently, I don't know if you guys have been tinkering around with it since it's been open beta.
Playing with what?
Home. Not sorry, playing or hanging out in home, maybe.
Oh, Second Life for the PS3. Okay,
that's right. If you guys tried to talk to people, you're like, "Why aren't these people talking back to me?"
Hey, Jason, can you hear me?
I don't listen to douchebags.
Oh. Anywho, the latest patch for home, which was I guess went online yesterday, I believe.
It's about home.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, go ahead. We were having a conversation amongst ourselves here.
It's like, I don't get it. What's happening?
He's like, asshole. I'm like, no. It's okay. About the people in home.
Exactly. Like, the dry hump your ass and they basically swear all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. What the fuck did you think?
Yeah.
Have you guys met an adolescent teenager?
Yeah, exactly.
Before?
But now at least they can't talk to you because the latest patch removed voice chat from home.
Oh, goody!
Sony is saying it's just temporary. They're saying because the servers are getting hit really hard, so they're taking it out, which does make sense. It does take up a lot of bandwidth. But what the fuck are you going to do in home if you can't talk to people?
Bowl?
You can get one of those neat PS3 chat pads.
Oh, that's exactly true. That is true.
They said,
excellent idea.
They said, you know what, we recommend you go buy a Bluetooth keyboard or Bluetooth or our new chat pad, which came out last week or whatever.
How convenient.
Weird.
Now, I have a question about this, actually.
Yeah.
How does voice chat work in home?
It's,
is it one of those things where it's, as you're walking around, anyone who's in earshot can hear you?
Yes, which is kind of annoying but cool at the same time. Okay.
Well, if that's the case, then I can kind of understand where they would have this problem.
Mm-hmm. I can understand the problem, but I'm sure they can do it because it's obvious that when you go into someone else's home, like their place, it's disconnected from the actual home world because people can't just automatically go in there and join or whatever, right? They have to be invited and whatnot.
Right.
So have it work in there.
That's true. Yeah, in an enclosed environment where you can limit the number of connections.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I totally understand in the open lobby where you see all the ghosts walking around and dry humping everything they can possibly see and doing the running man. Like, oh, it's funny. The first 100 times.
Hey, you can salsa dance too, apparently.
Yeah, you can do a lot of dance. There's like literally like 15 dances. It's
cabbage patch like Chris does?
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's in there. That's in there. It's probably just as ugly too. Not the dance.
It's very... Chris is very fashion forward. Come on.
But yeah, they're saying it's temporary, so hopefully they better bring it back. I'm not even going to say hopefully. They have to.
Oh, no doubt. They have to because home is useless without it.
Yeah, like when I first went in there, voice chat you couldn't use voice chat at all in the lobbies or in the main areas. You had to use text or you can do like a personal call, which this is what's funny because they kept saying the server's getting hit, too many people trying to voice chat, but you couldn't even do that in the lobbies and everything in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You could only do it in certain areas. So, well, at least mine wasn't working. Maybe other people was working, I have no idea.
Yeah.
But then when we would go into the home, someone else's home, it worked. And I was like, hey, this is kind of cool. But it was weird because of proximity. So if I was in like one end of the guy's room and the other people on the other end, you can't hear what they're saying, blah, 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 which is... Jeez. It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
So
somebody had a bet to uphold, and that's why they released it. before the end of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm serious, because there's still nothing to do in this game, and it does nothing. It adds nothing. It's boring.
It's nothing at all. And oh, but it has game launching for Warhawk.
Does it now?
Yeah.
I'd be interested in checking that out, because I mean that was something that I was really interested in, you know, when I first heard about Home, you know. But I have yet to see it, so.
No, it does work for Warhawk. That's it.
I'll try and reserve judgment.
The thing that bugs me is they announced this 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And this is one of the main features they said, and I hate to do this again, but NXE comes out, you can quick launch into any game you want to.
Yeah, but you could quick launch into any game you wanted to before XNE came, or whatever.
No, you couldn't.
Not with the party system, I don't think.
Not with the party.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
Now you can do it with like the entire party, like, hey, quick launch, boom, everyone puts in the game, and it brings everyone to the exact same lobby at the same time, and you constantly have connection with those people. Mm-hmm. Even with the quick launch on Home, if people decide to leave and be like, hey, you guys, we're going to go play another game, people are like, oh, you know what, we're going to stick by and still play Warhawk, it disconnects those people.
What?
Whereas the other way, on NXE, it keeps everybody involved. Yeah, you can do, it's like basically like a virtual couch with, like, you know, you just have people there and playing whatever. And
yeah, true.
Just shooting the shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, agreed. I don't know. Home, I know I trash a lot, but honestly, in this case, I honestly believe it deserves it, because they promoted the shit out of it, and it's not living up to any standards.
I had such high hopes for it, too. You know, I thought that this was going to be the thing that kind of set it over, or above and beyond, you know, the Xbox offering, but I've yet to see it. So.
Well, we can do the Running Man.
And salsa dancing.
And Cabbage Patch.
And there's about 1,300 people that are dressed exactly the same.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or you can, you know, you can go buy a couch for like $1.
$1? Or a pair of gloves for 50 cents. What the fuck?
Have you guys seen the videos where the guy like lures all the young boys in as a chick?
Oh, then it goes to a fat, ugly dude.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, can we move on, please?
Sorry.
was I turning you on or something? Or,
no, you were scaring the shit out of me. Oh. I don't know why you're talking about little boys.
No, this is big news.
Well, we all have to move on. Everyone's got to move on. And with moving on comes sequels. After number one comes number two. PSP.
789.
What you miss? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
11, 12.
Yeah.
And they'll play games at the Ladybug Picnic.
Sony came out and said that the PSP, they have no plans to do a PSP 2 right now. Basically, they just released the 3000. They're sticking to that. But Eurogamer, who knows how credible Eurogamer is and where they get their information, but they're saying that devs have already admitted to them that they are actually working on games already for the PSP 2. So, who knows? There might be codename PSP 4000, but they're actually saying it's actually going to be a new whole revamp PSP, possibly new hardware. What do you guys think? Do you think PSP needs new hardware right now? I personally don't think it does. It's selling great.
That's tough.
The thing, though. It's selling great, but the software is selling like shit.
But is that going to change?
If they could get a handle on the piracy issue, then it would change. But I don't think they can right now.
I personally don't care for just how it fits. It's hard for me to play games on it because I have big mammoth Frankenstein hands. But I mean, it is a sexy piece of machinery, and it looks gorgeous. I really, really love my PSP. But I actually would kind of like to see a hardware revision, something that's a little more playable. Have you guys seen the mock-ups?
Yes, that does look
with a little
cool,
flip up screen and shit.
Yep.
That looks wow. Yeah, I could get into that.
Yeah, I would love to see that.
I'm gonna make a prediction right now for a predictions thing. PSP 2 is gonna be fully downloadable, I think.
I wouldn't doubt that. I wouldn't doubt that at all.
Like 80%, because you can't lock out all the people who don't have access to the internet. But I think most of their games will be downloadable. Because it makes sense. People are pirating the shit anyway. You might as well have it easy access on the internet.
That's certainly not something that they've been trying to adopt, because there's so many different, you know, software and firmware revisions. You know, every other week they've got something else coming out. So I think they're hardcore, you know, about trying to stop it by any means necessary.
Yeah.
So it's tough. I don't know.
They should.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. More sequels. Gears of War 3. Gears of War 3 is not what I want to be talking about right now. What I wanted to say was God of War 3.
Huh.
I have G-O-W there. It's like, I don't know, whatever. The good
G-O-W is God of War, not Gears of War.
That's right. So God of War 3,
It's on the horizon. Well, not really the horizon. It's kind of far away. But Sony's saying that this could be the last game in the franchise.
What? What? What?
Make me sad. A little bit.
I don't believe it.
What do we think about that, guys?
Who?
What?
Hey, what?
Bullshit!
No. Bullshit, yeah, exactly.
Oh, you guys love the... Okay.
Yeah, yeah. We've heard this before. To Halos. Halo 3 is going to be the last Halo. And there's already... They've already announced an expansion from the same team that made Halo. Said, we're leaving Microsoft because we don't want to make the Halo.
To Halo.
But guess our next game is going to be To Halo expansion.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Using To Halo engine. By the way, check out To Halo Wars. But yeah, I don't believe it. I don't want to believe it. I will not believe it. Suck an egg, Sony, because I'd hope God of War is not the last one.
God of War is your best series. Stick with it.
Exactly. Looks like they're doing everything right. You hear? Chris, you got to be excited. Come on.
Totally. I love
Stop.
God of War.
Hammer time.
Oh, shit. Oh, hello, man. And welcome to 1990.
What the fuck?
MC Hammer is apparently working with Activision, guys.
Sweet!
No way.
On what?
To descend work with Activision. That no one really knows, per se, but MC Hammer basically said he wants to be the full of action, blah, 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 games. He thinks he knows what they are. Rumor has it that he's going to be taking part and have something to do, some kind of relation with Activision's DJ Hero that they're apparently working on.
What?
What, you don't like DJ?
Oh, didn't they already make that game? It was called Beatmania. I think Konami made it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Konami's got to realize that they're the ones who brings all this shit out first. And just totally bombs, and then someone else rips off the idea and makes.
Oh
millions.
No! It doesn't bomb in Japan. It does well
right,
in Japan,
very well.
And then it comes, and then people here steal it and do their own thing with it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
well, hey, well, MC Hammer working on something to do with. I guess we'll call it DJ Hero for now.
Hey,
please, Hammer.
Hey,
don't hurt him.
No, who knows how you know if this is too legit or not?
Dude, you're fired, man. What the fuck? did you do the actual like sign
too
for
legit.
It? The too legit.
Too legit to quit. Hey,
too
hey.
Legit to quit.
Yeah, yeah. What are you talking about?
Cut.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's Joey Full House.
That made a word? Sorry, that's also Joey.
Okay, so MC Hammer and Activision. Where are you going with this?
I don't know.
They're working on stuff together.
And we're excited.
Totally.
Are we? Really?
Yeah.
Or, that was my transition.
Who gives a shit? Hammer, no one cares about you anymore.
Hey, you guys
Activision,
watch that?
You suck. Nobody cares about you anymore.
Did you guys watch that episode of Attack of the Show when Olivia Munn screwed up MC Hammer?
How'd she screw him up?
Oh my God! You guys got to look this up on like YouTube or something, or find it somewhere on the internet. But they're doing the news or whatever, and she's like, "In other news, Mick Hammer has
Mick Hammer.
It's like Avril and David Bowie.
Yeah, exactly. He just starts cracking up. She's like, "What? Did I say something wrong?" He's like, "Mick Hammer." She's like, "Yeah, that's what it says." He's like, "MC Hammer." Or just be, oh, here's your Happy Meal. Like,
wait, did Kevin Pereira actually say that?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
He said
was,
it.
Well, wow, that was actually funny of him. Kind of. I mean, here's your Happy Meal. Okay.
All right. Well, guys, let's take a break.
Yeah.
What do we got? What do we got coming up after the break?
When we come back from the break, we have a Elamite Warrior. We're going to talk to him a little bit about Major League Gaming, and
we're going
to
pwn his ass in Halo too.
Yeah, right. we're also going to talk about whether professional gaming is a viable career choice. After that, we'll talk about new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week, and that will be your show. So stay tuned, and we will be right back after.
This role-playing game, out in 2004, returns to the world of Azeroth, where heroes like Leroy Jenkins do battle. And that would be the world of Warcraft.
GamersOnlyOlder.com. because your limited online game time should not be ruined by douchebags.
Welcome to the Goo is a VG Evo Network podcast affiliate.
And welcome back.
Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome. Well, today our feature is professional gaming a viable career choice? And to help us talk about
this.
Yeah, I can't talk. Yeah. It's okay.
Jeff Chorney.
I've been drinking. It's fine. To help us talk about this topic, we have actually gotten Elamite Warrior from Major League Gaming to come in and talk to us about this. His real name is Kyle. Kyle, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Tell us about what you do at MLG and the team that you play on and stuff like that.
Well, I'm on Team Straight Rippin', and we just got back from Vegas a couple weeks ago where we won $100,000 for quick weekends wow. worth of work. So,
well, that's a little bit more than we make. That's Chris doesn't pay us close to that enough.
Yeah, I'm working on that. Sorry.
So do you guys split that like evenly, or is there arm wrestling involved? Or
yeah, we split it four ways. You know, equal splits, so 25 each.
Mm-hmm. That's bad cool. for a weekend's worth.
Yeah, no kidding.
How many games in a weekend is that usually? Is it usually set up like 5 or 6 games, like tournament style, or?
Yeah, it's tournament style. It's a double elimination bracket, and there were only 8 teams in Vegas. It was an invite only tournament, so we ended up playing. I was like 5-6 rounds or something overall.
Yeah, I think I saw you guys won 3-2 or something like that for the final.
Yeah, was that the final? In the winner's bracket, we beat the Team Instinct 3-2, and then in the championship match, we beat them 3-1. So it was a 6-3 overall and a best of 11.
Cool. Very cool.
Not bad.
And this was a Halo tournament?
Yeah, Halo 3 for Xbox 360.
Cool. All
right. Not bad. So you guys have taken over, because I know, I'm not sure there in the States if they still broadcast them, but I know for a while they had a few of them on G4. I think you guys were playing Halo 2 at the time, and at that time, Final Boss, I think, was ranked number 1. And you guys, have you been on Straight Ripping your entire, I guess, career, so to speak, at MLG, or?
No, I started out in the lower side of the bracket. I've been moving my way up over the past 3 years that I've been playing, and finally have the number 1 spot.
Oh, nice, yeah. Not bad, because I saw that. I was looking at the standings there, and you guys are ahead by quite a few points, actually, over, Instinct was number 2, right?
Yeah, we finished third. We finished third in Halo 2 back in 07, and then so this year we finished first in Halo 3.
Not bad.
Cool. Very cool.
I would probably be somewhere in the 100,000th spot. No, right. Probably actually not. Probably say high millions.
Considering how much Halo 3 sold, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Ask Chris and Jason how much Halo 3 they play.
We play a shit ton. In fact, we were actually
all the time.
We were actually considering starting a team. Chris and I, and maybe Jeff. You know, he's all right.
But. We were going to call the team Test Suck.
Actually, yeah, we were going to call it Celery because we're straight stalking.
Oh, nice.
That's terrible.
I'm going home now. I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah. I don't have a future in this career, I guess. Okay.
Well, Kyle, I'm glad you have a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
Well, we posed the question to our listeners. Well, we sent out a message to our listeners and asked if they had any questions for you, and we got quite a response. So we're going to run through those real quick, and for that, I'm going to pass it off to Jeff because he's got most of those questions with him.
I think he likes you anyway.
First up, basically, how did you get started in MLG? What got you in there?
Well, ever since high school, I was just playing video games for fun. Me and a bunch of friends, we'd go over one of each other's houses and, you know, play all night. And then we heard about a tournament in Philadelphia back in 05. And me and a couple other people, we drove up there. It was like around a 12-hour drive. And we just had so much fun at our first tournament that we'd ever been to that we decided to keep going. And then we both worked our way up to the top.
That's pretty crazy. Okay. Arkham from one of our listeners. He basically says, as a participant with the inside view of what do you see as the future of gaming as a league sport?
From my view of gaming as a sport, you know, I've just seen it over the past 3 years, the amount it's grown each year, and it's just phenomenal, like, how big it's gone. It's gone, you know, from just a couple, you know, 30, 40 teams, everyone, you know, people bringing their own TVs to the tournaments to just these huge main stage and thousands of people there and, you know, crazy fans cheering everyone's names, chants, and signing like thousands of autographs at the tournaments. It's gotten crazy.
Wow. So you guys are like kind of rock stars, aren't you?
Yeah, when we go to a tournament, it's definitely like another world compared to back home.
Yeah, I mean,
you go from sitting in a classroom to having people cheering for you. It's a little bit different.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I've gotten recognized a couple times around here, but it's not anything like, I guess, like a normal celebrity you'd think of would get.
Do you get recognized by groupies? do you guys have groupies? That would be pretty cool. Cause
I guess it's getting to that point. There's a lot more girls at the tournaments than there used to be.
Sweet. We might have to buck up our game, man. All right.
I stay away from them, though. They're just distractions.
No, dude.
Good idea.
That's great. Do people, like, have to buy tickets and stuff to go see you guys play, or is it kind of like a first-come, first-serve kind of thing?
To go watch, there's no admission or anything. You get to go in and watch for free, but to actually participate in the tournament, I think there's only 250 slots, like team slots, per tournament. So okay. You have to be one of the first come, first serve to get one of those team passes.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. Awesome. All right. Say Arkham again says, does it have the participation level and stamina to make it blossom into something much bigger? I guess you kind of led into that already. It's growing and growing like a shit ton over the past 3 years, like you said. So I guess you're not worried about that. Eh? You're not worried about it kind of trailing off or anything.
No, I definitely see as like pro gaming as something that's going to be around for a while.
Awesome. Is there anything about it that you would change to maybe increase its mass appeal? Because like I said, I haven't seen any of the tournaments on TV in quite some time, like since Halo 2. So we're looking at like 2006 or 2007. So is there anything you would change that would actually get it out to more like casual audience or more mainstream?
I'm kind of liking what they're doing now with it. The tournament's just being broadcasted online because you get to see the tournament live. You don't know what's going to happen as opposed to when it was on TV, you already knew who won each game. Well, the hardcore fans, they'd already know who won each game.
Sure.
And I guess it's kind of like harder to get just a regular person off the street to be interested in something they know nothing about. So as it's growing and getting bigger, people will start to recognize it more. And then when they tune in to watch it online, that's when they're going to get into it. And, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. It's, you know, high adrenaline, high intensity.
Sure.
Because, I'm not going to lie to you. The first time I turned it on, I was like, why would I want to watch people play video games? But I was kind of addicted. I was like, holy shit, like this is actually really entertaining. They have commentators going on and, you know, they're actually breaking down each like plays and so forth and strategies. And I thought it was really cool and kind of, you know, gives you like an inside look and tips to how to play the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was just going to say that that's a reason to watch it right there is so you can get tips on how to up your game.
Mm-hmm. No, totally. Tay-Tay, he writes in. And he basically says, where do you want it to go in the future? You pretty much just answered that, too. You kind of like where it is right now, viewing online and so forth. But would you like it, though, if it were to happen, say there's kind of like a Super Bowl? Like, what is there an actual kind of Super Bowl of MLG right now? Like, is there like one tournament that stands above and beyond the others that just kind of like when you win that tournament, it's kind of like you have all the bragging rights for a year?
Yes, definitely. That's a Vegas National Championships, which was a couple weeks ago. Nice. In November. November 23rd, that's the tournament for the 100,000. All the other tournaments are just for 20. So it's kind of all the other tournaments just lead up to whoever wins the championships, and none of the other tournaments matter. It's whoever wins the championships is remembered for that season.
Nice. So congrats. You guys hold the belt, so to speak.
Yeah, thanks.
Bad. All right. Mad Scientist 18, he says, how does one make money as a career in pro gaming? Obviously, sponsorship is a big factor. And do you see a similar sponsors in pro gaming as pro, like basically other pro athletes?
Yeah, the sponsorships, you know, when I started playing, everyone, you know, is looking for local sponsors to help them get to the tournaments. And from that point to where it is now, where, you know, Dr. Pepper sponsors our team and T-Squared is going on the Dr. Pepper bottle beginning of January, it's just crazy the level that it's changed. I can't wait to see what new sponsors are going to join or come on board for next season.
So is that kind of weird too if you guys go out and buy a bottle of Dr. Pepper in January and you got like your buddy's face right there?
Yeah, I mean
top of his head.
I could have never seen that happening back when I started playing games. It just never even occurred to me that something like that could have happened.
Has he started gloating yet about the Dr. Pepper bottle?
I don't know. I haven't really talked to him much since the tournament. We're all kind of taking it easy right now and just relaxing.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine. I can imagine.
Because I'm just going to say, you heard it here first. Tang's going to start sponsoring Interactive Distractions. So, yeah.
They put the space program in hold just for our show.
Actually, we're really pushing for Sparks, but that's okay.
Right. Or Ed's Hardware.
Mad Scientist 18 also asked a question about the prizes, the purses for winning tournaments. You basically went there, 20,000 and the big 100,000 in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Okay, how many hours do you play the game a day? I'm not sure if he's referring to like other games or just practicing as Halo. Like, do you consider playing any other games besides this? And also, do you look at it more now as a job rather than a hobby?
Yeah, I'm definitely starting to look at it more as a job now. You know, I started playing it just for fun, and like what drove me to become the best was, you know, the competitiveness that I think all the pro players have. They just want to be the best. And then for now, I can kind of look at it, oh, I need to go play Halo, as opposed to going and doing something else. I kind of look at it as, oh, I have to go work. I have to go do this, play for 5 or 6 hours.
You have to go practice.
Yeah, and then for the amount of time I played, I think it said I averaged like 2 hours a day. I actually saw some stats about it online a couple of weeks ago, but like prior to a tournament, I'll start playing, like a couple of weeks before the tournament, I'll start playing, you know, 8, 10, 14 hours a day.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Holy shit.
That's a lot of playtime.
Dude does not mess around. You just play on, I mean, for practice, do you play online actually or just with your teammates?
Yeah, we have two kinds of practicing. We'll all get online and play, and we'll do that for a couple hours, you know, after school. Or at, like, one of our teammates is still in high school, so when he gets out of school, we'll get online and play for a couple hours. But we also, between each event, we try to have a LAN with another team. Mm-hmm. Like, so we get another pro team, and we'll all fly to either one of our houses, sometimes my house, sometimes Tom's house, or T-Squared's house, and we'll have, you know, 8 TVs, 8 Xboxes, and 8 people there. Very and cool. We'll just play against each other nonstop for 4 or 5 days.
Wow.
Trying to get ready for the tournament.
When you guys are playing online, do you use pseudonyms, like, so people don't know who you are? Or do you actually want the best competition out there? Do you want people to seek you out and hunt you down?
Yeah, well, when we play online, we play mostly against other pros.
Okay.
So everyone kind of knows who each other is. And then I guess most of us do have fake accounts, though, so where we can get online and just play for fun sometimes and not have to have everyone going after you and
target on your back if you go in there.
Exactly. Yeah, really. Because it doesn't matter how many times you kill them. They kill you once and they get bragging rights to their friends.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
with Halo 3, everything's recorded and they have files shared, so Whenever you get out BR'd or something and something happens, you're just like, oh, great, that's going in his file share.
Damn that feature. Bungie, shaky fist.
Explain to Chris and Jason what that last term was you just said.
The file share?
The BR.
No, the OBR.
Oh, whenever you get out BR'd?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have first shot on someone and they just out BR you, which, you know, just win the BR fight against you, the battle rifle, the weapon you start with, then it's just like a, you know, pretty embarrassing thing, and it happens a lot, especially on Xbox Live. So when you're playing somebody on West Coast on a West Coast host, for us East Coast kids, it's not fun.
That leaves me because I guess that's kind of, does that mess with your timing at all? Because I'm sure when you guys are at tournaments, you're playing like a LAN connection basically, so there's hardly any lag. Mm-hmm. So does that kind of mess with your skill a little bit if you're playing online and you don't know if, like, there's always the whole thing with host advantage and all that kind of stuff? And
yeah, we definitely know all about host advantage, and we complain about it a lot, especially online. And then, you know, it's I wouldn't go as far to say it's two different games, but there is definitely a different aspect of it when you're playing on LAN compared to playing online.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yep.
Let's see here.
Where'd you leave off?
Sorry, go ahead, Chris.
I said, where'd you leave off? Oh, I see.
I'm looking here, yeah.
Well, actually,
might as well segue to another question actually I had before, from someone else. Actually, no, we'll just go in order. Screw it.
We're so prepared. It's awesome.
We're not professional. Fuck it.
We're the major league of podcasting.
That's right. Look out, straight stalking when we get online. We definitely won't be practicing for you guys, trust me.
Yeah.
What the hell is this? It's a bunch of pylons walking around.
I knew what BR was. Chris didn't. He plays a lot of Japanese RPGs.
He's probably playing one right now, actually.
He likes the male midriff a lot.
Oh, nice. Some people are into that, I guess.
Yeah.
Totally.
So on that note, good Two-Face writes in, and it's the youngest pro gamer that you know. So I guess the youngest player in the MLG. Is there like a kind of like an age limit? I guess it doesn't really matter, eh? If you get your way in there and you get your name in there, does it matter to them or?
Well, I remember a little. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Little Poison. I think he's actually in the Guinness book, but he went like in. 7 or 8 years old. I don't know how old he is now. He's probably like 20 now, but. Back a couple years ago, he was 7 years old. I remember, so that's the youngest pro gamer I know.
What were you going to school for? That you got there. It's probably like 20 now, but a couple of years ago, you know, he was 8 years old.
That's awesome. Yeah, I remember reading an article about that kid in EGM, and I was like, "Are you serious? Like this kid's like 8, and it was ridiculous."
Yeah, so he's in the MLG. I saw him on G4 actually beating the shit out of Kevin Pereira. And I was just cheering him on.
Yeah.
It was excellent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Good Two-Face also asks, who's the oldest pro gamer you know? Is any 40-year-old? Any people like us, you know? Late 20s, early 30s?
The oldest pro like gamer Chris, I know is Walsh, and he's in his mid-20s. I don't know his exact age. It's either 24 or 25.
That's wow. That's the Walshy. He's the one who's on. He's on Instinct right now. He's on Instinct, right? He was on Final Boss?
Yeah, Instinct. Yep.
So, what happens in that case? Is players get like traded, or is it kind of like they get like go then picked up by other teams, or
do they get kicked out like the kids in Menudo?
Yeah, they don't really have trading yet, but it is you drop a player and pick up another player. Our team actually had a big split this season where Final Boss took one of our teammates in place of Walsh. So Walsh got dropped. Our teammate joined Final Boss, and then we picked up a different teammate. And guess out of everything, we came out on top.
I was going to say, that's the ultimate prize right there. Steal one of our guys, we beat the fuck out of you.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of motivation to play again.
Oh, yeah.
When something like that happens.
Good Two-Face again. He's had a few questions here. He's hogging all the questions. Assuming you don't stay a pro gamer into your 40s and 50s, or, well, if the oldest person is 24, more like mid-20s, is your long-term interest to get into the game industry? And if so, do you want to be on an MLG side helping others who play games or on the development side making games?
Good question.
Oh, that is a good question.
Yeah. Well, right now I'm majoring in finance, but I definitely have a soft spot for video games and definitely like to, you know, keep doing something or stay involved somehow on the video game aspect of it. But I'll probably keep doing it as long as I'm on top because I hate losing. So as long as I'm number one, then I have no complaints. But.
Dude, I have a friend who I've told Jason and Chris stories many times. He's the only game he really plays is Halo. And he doesn't play it like religiously, but he plays it quite often. He thinks he's the best ever. So if he ever loses, it's a very ugly scene. And I've got to the point now where I just, no matter what, I just go for him. He's kind of has a big target on his back. It's been a few times I've actually done better than him, or our team's always won at like capture the flag or whatnot. And because he's like, he'll blame it on his teammates. That's the first thing he'll do. Second, he'll blame it on the flag. Then all of a sudden we're cheap and you know all this other crap. But how we get.
I definitely see a lot of that.
Good Two-Face again. Okay, Cal,
he's a
Survivor
talkative
fan,
motherfucker, isn't he?
Yeah, a lot. Do you watch Survivor at all?
I have not watched it recently, but I heard about like Ken being on it.
Yeah, that's what he's asking. He's asking if you know Ken at all.
I'm acquaintances with him, but I've never talked to him too much. Just a couple times before.
He's apparently a Smash Brothers player.
Yeah, I remember watching him play. It was definitely a lot of fun to watch that. But didn't he just get eliminated or something?
I have no idea. That's on the Wii, so I don't know. That's like my mom plays.
Well, actually, when he played, it was back on the GameCube.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He. I don't know if they ever had like Brawl, like huge Brawl tournaments, which is the Wii Super Smash Bros.
Right. Right.
Huh. Cool.
You've never been to an anime convention, then I guess. They're huge.
Yeah.
Conman 999 says, "How common are women in MLG?" So you've already made a comment. There's a lot of girls there. Are there actually a lot of them taking part in the tournaments?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of girls. I don't know if there's a lot of them, but I've seen quite a few girl teams at the tournaments now, like all four girls. So all girl team. But
do you get, cool. Did you guys see anyone, like, I know the Frag Dolls have gotten some publicity, as well as like the PMS clan and all them. Do they take part in those? Are they more of like promotional type teams that are, cause I know I'm pretty sure.
I've seen them. I don't know how many of them play Halo. I remember some of them were playing some other first person shooter games. I'm not sure what it was. Rainbow Six maybe, or something like that. But not too many of them play Halo.
Cool.
Or not that I know of anyway.
Right. Okay, Conman999. He basically wants to know if do you usually stick to playing Halo 3, or are there any other games you compete in?
The only game I can compete with is Halo 3, but sometimes I'll get on and play another game, but not regularly.
Not regularly, okay.
I played some, you know, Grand Theft Auto or
very cool.
Some things around that nature.
Mm-hmm. Does your coach yell at you if he catches you playing other games or something?
Well, actually, our coach for Vegas was my younger brother. For
real? Bastard. Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's a pro player, too.
Oh, cool.
He's on he was on the 11th place team, but only the top 8 teams got invited to Vegas, so we decided to pick him up and have him coach us.
Oh, kick ass.
That's cool. So does he basically just look, because I guess he hasn't been, he can look at everyone else's, like, see what everyone else is doing, and kind of just get you guys on the same page?
Yeah, he can. Yeah, he's behind us watching us all play, and he knew a lot about the game too, so he can look at it from a third person perspective and give us a lot of insight on what's going on, and we all like trust his opinion during the game.
That's cool. Then of course you can always rub that in at family dinners and stuff like that. That you guys came out on top, and he was 11th.
You get to rub that in at Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm the better son.
Exactly. Who bought the better Christmas presents?
Mom loves me more.
He still has 5 years to catch up to me. So.
Oh, okay.
So he'll be 35 by then?
Yes, around there.
Okay.
Jeff, no picking on the guests.
I'm just waiting for the Canada jokes to start flying.
Oh, I'm sure they'll come
soon. It's inevitable.
You've already said like 4 times.
Oh, I believe it. Mike O'Hara writes in. He says, "What do you and Straight Rippin' normally do to prepare for each event?"
Cool.
Yeah, I hinted at it before. The LANs will have another team. We'll all fly to someone's house and then practice, you know, up to like the 14 hours a day, just nonstop gaming, and just basically try to play as much as we can before the tournament, so we're, you know, confident going into it.
So you don't have any like crazy like OCD.
You have to wear your special red sock.
Exactly.
I don't have any of those, but some people, I know, like some of my teammates, you know, if we didn't lose a game one day, they won't shower the next day because
oh wow,
crazy stuff.
Superstitious. That's pretty cool.
That'll keep me away from the tournaments, that's for sure.
there are a lot of superstitions.
Here's a question for you. This isn't on the list or anything. Yeah, I know you mentioned while we were not recording that you were in Kentucky, right? You said that people will fly to people's houses. Where do the other members of your team live?
I have one teammate in Syracuse, New York, one in Indianapolis, Indiana, and the other one's in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, okay, cool.
And any crazy superstitions that you know about? You don't have to name names. I mean, what's the craziest one that you know of?
Craziest superstition that I know of.
You can make one up. You can't really think of one. Just make something up.
Okay. Oh, geez, I can't think of anything being put on the spot. I don't know.
That's okay. We can come back to it.
I'll think of one before that.
Perfect.
You can
Google it.
Just type in like weird superstitions, and then there you go.
And we like it when people make shit up. So if you make one up, that's good too.
Are you sweet? Chris does it every week.
Yeah,
that's right.
Oh, actually, like Michael here actually follows up with this question. Do you have any particular superstitions when you're playing? What? Do each of you have particular superstitions when you're competing in events against each team? Okay, so I guess, well, I'm going to change. Sorry, Mike, when you're obviously going to listen to this, but I'm going to change up your question to, he basically asked a similar question. Do you have any superstitions that when you're competing against each other team? I'm going to change that to, do you guys have any specific rivalries with other teams that maybe you just get into more like trash talking with each other, where say you're playing like the 8th place team, you're like, hey, we don't have to worry about, but then you're playing like the 3rd place team, is there any more trash talking involved? Or
Say there's some trash talk. Like there's a lot of trash talk when we played Final Boss a couple of tournaments ago when our teammate Hack just left to join their team.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of trash talk going on then, but I try to shy away from that so much. I feel bad afterwards if I talk a lot of trash and we like beat them really badly or something.
Come on.
Too nice of a guy.
Try and keep it professional.
He's a compassionate soldier.
Because I ain't gonna lie, like Mike O'Hara, he's a fighting game fan. Okay, he used to kick all of our ass in Soul Calibur 4, and lately,
big time.
He doesn't really talk trash while doing it, but he just kicks our ass. So lately, I've been smoking his ass in Street Fighter 2 HD, and I am just running my mouth the entire time.
Yeah, I try to wait for the smack talk to begin from the other team before I get into it.
That's usually way I don't feel bad.
Do you teabag people in tournaments? Does that happen?
I do. I do.
If they have it coming.
Attaboy.
If they have which, sorry?
If they have it coming.
All right, cool.
Awesome.
That's got to be a crowd pleaser.
If they just got dominated, you just have to do it.
Does everybody watching do the, when you do it?
Yeah, if everyone catches it, then definitely.
Yeah, I tried playing Halo the other day just to kind of get myself reacquainted with it, and half the time I had somebody sitting on my face, so and they were probably, it's probably a younger brother. that sounded so bad. In the game,
people. And no, we're not cutting that out. Next question.
Fucking assholes. Okay, Michael Hare again. If you had to switch with someone from Final Boss, who would you switch with and why?
Ooh.
I'm trying to think of how. What, you want to switch that? You guys are
I don't know, team. Yeah. I can't think of a reason I'd want to switch. Yeah. If I was on a Final Boss, I'd want to switch to our team, but...
Because that's a tough question. It's probably kind of hard to answer. But what if you were to have one member from Final Boss come to your team, but you don't have to get rid of any of your teammates? Okay, Halo now becomes you guys can play 5-on-5 or something like that.
You are stirring the pot, Chorney.
I'd say either, actually, it'd be a tie between, actually, probably Strongside, because he actually lives right next to me, and he was the one I got started playing Halo with, and we're the ones that drove to the Philly 05 tournament and got into it. We actually went to high school together.
Oh, wow.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
Contrast, there you go, to Martin P. He writes and says, do you guys hang out or communicate with other teams on a regular basis? And you pretty much answered that. You guys get together, you fly over and have LAN parties and stuff like that.
Yeah, we're really good friends with all the other teams. So
I think that's really cool that you guys can be in such a competitive spirit, but still keep things on a friendly basis and like just play for fun. I can appreciate that.
Say, leave all, you know, go at each other's throats while playing the game, but just leave it on the court, so to speak, you know?
Exactly, yeah. That's the best way to think of it.
Steve Curry says, what advice do you have for anyone planning on getting into pro gaming?
Yeah, you know, people ask this question a lot, but what I always say, it's, you know, it's hard work and dedication and, you know, staying with it. You have to be active about it and actually start going to the tournaments, or else you're never going to get recognized. You have to be active on your part. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to be trying to get your name out there and just like practice is the best thing you can say.
So basically what you're saying is for kids to drop out of school and...
I don't recommend that, no.
No, I'm kidding.
I want to go pro.
Elamite Warrior Kids is going to school and he's still professional gaming on the side. There you go. Yes. Role model.
That's right. He actually had a final today, just so you know.
That's right.
But in all seriousness, who do they contact? Like, say they are the best that, well, they believe that they can be, and they're winning local tournaments and whatnot, and they want to take it to the next level. What do they do?
They have to go to a tournament and prove it. You know, even if your team doesn't do that well, a lot of players will be able to recognize, you know, someone on the team that's standing out. So, you know, that's basically what you have to go and do.
Is like solo or deathmatch play pretty big, or is it mostly team based?
There were not any solo. Tournaments or any solo tournaments at MLG this year.
I see.
It was all team based.
So, okay, getting noticed. This is Darren. I hope you're listening to this episode. He's my friend who E-space mortal for all you people who want to send him messages like you fucking suck at Halo.
No.
That's his contact. He judges every single good player by the kill to death ratio. Whereas
I don't believe in that. I mean, if you're a good team player, you need a lot of assists too, and you might have a guy whose like role is to, I don't know, like defend or whatnot. They're not going to get as many kills as someone who's, you know, on the like front end or offensive line, so to speak. So, as a whole, in the league, what makes a good player stand out from, or a great player stand out from a good player?
I think it's a lot of it goes into that mindset of the kill death ratio, because you know, a lot of players play for their own individual stats, while, you know, our team, we play for the win. You know, it doesn't matter who's going, everyone can step up at their certain point. But a lot of times, you know, I'll take one extremely clutch kill over 10 unimportant kills any day.
Okay, perfect.
Do you guys have like battle plans on how you work things out? I mean, is there a situation where one player might be bait, for instance, to like bring enemy players into the line of fire for like two other guys?
Do you have specific roles for each member?
Yeah.
We have a kind of basic rules that we go by, but with the how fast paced Halo 3 is, you can't, everyone has to be able to do everything, and we do have strats that we try to stick by, but it's more of a guideline than anything. You will never have your perfect setup, you know, going into any situation.
Oh, if you play us, you definitely will.
Yeah, with the exception of a few teams.
That's right.
You don't never have your perfect setup.
Team Test Suck is there to make you look good.
Straight stalking, man. Celery for life.
This is how not to play Halo
3. Yeah, exactly. Oh, dude. That's Chris, Jason, for real. You guys got to get on Halo. We got to play One Night for Jokes.
That would be good. I'm okay with jokes. That. You know, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, no, we'll trash
out
the
hell. I'm going to sign up for Gamefly, so we can do that.
Nice. Cool. One last question from the listeners. That's from Greg. He asks, Halo 3 or Call of Duty 4? And I'm pretty sure that's probably a given.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Halo 3. I played Call of Duty a couple times, but it's too much of a camp fest compared to Halo 3. You know, run and gun, you know, fast pace. I'm a very aggressive player, so, you know, I always have to be charging.
Cool. Nice. Yeah, you can't really camp in Halo. It's kind of tough. It's hard to get people out of, like, you know, sniper spots, stuff like that, but camping doesn't really work.
Yeah.
Well, at least as far as I know,
well,
but then again.
As well.
As well, exactly. Crazy. Have you tried any other first-person shooters? This is, like, seat of my pants here, like Resistance or, do you play on the PS3 at all?
I do not have a PS3 now.
Oh, okay. Just wondering. Just want to know what you guys... Cause it just blows my mind. Like, I just wonder how, because MLG is all about, looks like Call of Duty 4, Gears, Halo, and Rainbow Six Vegas, I believe, is on there too.
Yes.
For tournament plays. And just how do they choose that? Do they just go by, like, basically popularity of the games?
I think they, yeah, look at one, popularity, and then, you know, how it plays competitively.
Okay.
And I guess those are the two biggest aspects of it. We don't put our input on what games get picked up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it obviously has to have a good crowd following in order to, or else no one's going to watch it.
Crazy. So. And I take it there's like an honor system, no glitching or any kind of ridiculous cheating. Obviously, that can be.
Yeah, they do. They have a ref at every station that monitors the games, and they try to like edit the game types so that there's no glitching. Well, actually, you can use certain glitches, but in Halo 3, there's not that many, but you can't like get outside of the map or do anything like that.
Cool. Chris, Jason, anything else you want to add in there?
Yeah, I do have another question. I mean, when you're not playing Halo, what are you playing?
When I'm actually, I mean, the last couple days I've played Age of Empires 3.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. For some reason.
I was cleaning my room and I saw it in there and I played it. So that game's a lot of fun.
Cool.
What else?
What else? If I'm not playing Halo 3, I'm probably playing like a mini game on my iPhone, like Field Runners or something.
And that's fine.
It's like the new big thing. I've had like three people in and be like, yeah, you guys are going to start to review like iPhone games? I'm like, I don't think any of us has an iPhone.
Sure, if you guys want to send us an iPhone, I'm
yeah.
Sure.
Well, you know, iPhone, we'll take an iTouch too. That's fine.
We'll slum it.
Yeah, we'll slum it. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, Jason, you want to move into question of the week stuff?
Let's do it.
All right, cool.
So we actually, we posed the question of the week, is it, you know, a legitimate career choice and whatnot? So we had a few responses. This first one's from Arkham.
Well, first, before we jump into this, I want to preface this. We weren't sure if we were going to be able to get you on the show, Kyle, or someone from your team. So the original question of the week was, do you feel like professional gaming could be considered a sport? So that's a couple of these emails are going to be in response to that, because we wanted to keep them because they were good emails. After we found out you were going to be on the show, we changed the question of the week. So the last two are basically with the new question of the week of a legitimate career choice.
Okay.
Cool. First off, did you guys ever see that video with Geraldo and the professional wrestler, where Geraldo was like, "You guys are like fake wrestlers," and the wrestler like laid him out?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
I did see that.
I would like that.
Elmite Warrior is going to smoke you suckers.
You should find that on YouTube, and we'll put it in the show notes.
There we go. All right.
There we go.
All right, so first letter is from Arkham. He says, is professional video gaming a sport? I think it's getting closer in the U.S., but it probably won't reach the magnitude that it is in, say, South Korea with StarCraft. Whereas in Korea, there are gaming training camps, televised matches in StarCraft. There really isn't the same draw over here. I know CBS was tinkering around with showing live gaming. One random Saturday morning, I wandered upon the World Series of Gaming Guitar Hero Tournament. Well, but I don't think it took off, and it seemed pretty bland to me. Does anybody remember watching Arena on G4? Do they still show that, by the way?
I don't think so, no.
I don't think so either. I do, and it was not as fun to watch as actually playing the game. In fact, it was rather boring watching people slug through Mech Assault and DDR.
Well, dude, if you watch people play Mech Assault and DDR,
it's like
watching somebody like exercise. Why the fuck would you want to do that?
Yeah, no. It's like, oh, let's watch this exercise show and not exercise. That's great.
Competitive Professor Layton. On the other hand, for some crazy reason, people are getting paid crazy amounts of money and getting on Dr. Pepper bottles and getting endorsement deals, albeit from gaming companies. The best example I can think of being is Fatality. I would like to think that it'd be awesome to be able to be a professional gamer and get paid to play, but it doesn't seem very accessible. I remember reading a book called Paid to Play, written by Alice Rush, David Hodgkin, and Brian Stratton. Gonna move on. He linked. I'm sorry. And in the programmer section, it had even said that a lot of programmers don't last too long in the limelight, as constant changes to the games increase and decrease people's chances of being the best. And usually, once a new version of the game comes out, the old one falls to the wayside. Now, unless you hold the world record for Pac-Man or Donkey Kong, no one really cares about how good you are at the original Call of Duty or Soul Calibur. Plus, there's no off-season for pro gaming, so you constantly have to be practicing. Most gamers have said that they pretty much practice for at least 10 hours a day. It's pretty demanding, and if you slip up on your practice, you could be at risk to lose your ranking. There's a reason that in Korea they have gaming camps. You need to be playing your entire day to keep on top of new strategies and tactics. Plus, it's not really a sport because there's no steroids or dogfighting, etc. of scandals. I mean, everybody accuses someone else of hacks, but it's not something that is deemed newsworthy. With love, Nogric. Wow. Do you take steroids? I mean, are there gaming steroids?
I don't know.
Do they have stuff to increase thumb power?
That's right.
I didn't realize they had StarCraft camps in Korea.
They have StarCraft religions in Korea.
That's crazy. I mean, it's crazy how big that game is.
It is huge. Yeah. Over there. So for real, you're not on the rights? Okay. You probably don't want to admit it here. Okay. I understand. That's fine.
Actually, how long was the transition from Halo 2 to 3? Was it like once 3 came out, it was like, okay, guys, we're transferring over?
Well, it was, we finished, actually, there was only two tournaments after the release of Halo 3, there were two more Halo 2 tournaments. And then just right after those, we started playing Halo 3. I actually took like a month off and just started playing Halo 3. And then actually the first Halo 3 tournament, we had a really bad showing. But, you know, that was just more motivation to play. And we got first at the one after that. So.
Oh, nice. So he mentioned that there's no, like, is there a season for MLG? Is there kind of like after the Vegas tournament, do they kind of take a few months off before there's any tournament at all? Or are they constantly going?
The next tournament's not till April, like I think it's April 3rd in Meadowlands, so we definitely have an off season, but you know, you can't slack off during the off season. You got to stay on top of your game.
Nice.
especially when you're in the number one spot, you know, everyone's out to get you.
Oh, God,
everyone,
yeah.
Everyone wants that spot, so.
Yeah, no kidding.
Boston Celtics of MLG. And I hate the Celtics.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to roll into another question. This one's from Arkham. He says, I don't think that pro gaming is a viable career choice.
Uh-oh.
See, that's where all my worry is going to kick Arkham's ass.
Hey, Arkham, don't let him find you on Halo, man.
Right. Anyway. Not yet, anyway. When I think about what makes something your career choice, what comes to mind is something that you can go to school for or get an apprenticeship for if you want to learn a trade. Okay, fair enough. If you love playing video games and you get on a team that ends up making you enough money that you don't need a typical 9-to-5, then that's great. But to actively pursue it at this point in time, I think is a road to nowhere. I just picture groups of unemployed young adults in a room somewhere living off of Red Bull and Funyuns, gaming 20 hours a day, practicing, air quotes, so they can get their big break. Come on, Mom, we're just about to sign a big deal. Just cover the bills for one more month. Well, right now, I got to stock up on Red Bull and Funyuns, TTFN, Arkham. That would be the life.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. What is he talking about?
Now, my comment on this would be the fact that he said that where is it that he says it? When I think about what makes this something a career choice, what comes to mind is something that you can go to school for. Well, my thought is that I would place gaming in that situation. I would place gaming in the same places as things like football and baseball. It's like you don't go to school for them, but you can play them at school, and
true,
you will get noticed by colleges to get scholarships. And you can build a career in professional football, professional baseball.
Right.
And you didn't go to school for that, but you played that sport, or you played, you know, you competed in that game or whatever while you were in school.
Long enough to get picked up by the NFL.
Exactly. So I'm going to shoot it down. I'm going to shoot down this email just on that fact alone.
Oh, snap. Chris laid the smack down right there.
Arkham's all pissed from getting his ass kicked by Elmite, and now he's going to kick your ass. All right.
Yeah, I don't like comparing, you know, Halo to a sport, or like video gaming to sports, because I don't want to, you know, take away from what like professional athletes do. You know, they have an insane amount of skill, but you know what, you can compare it with just what you said too.
They also,
dude, I'd like to see an athlete try to no scope somebody. Come on, man.
Yeah. Do you guys have injuries or anything? Or I mean, do you sprain your thumb or?
Oh, I try to be pretty careful.
Blisters, are they a problem? Hand.
Blisters, yeah, blisters are a problem. I know T Squared for the last 3 months has been putting super glue on a blister.
Oh shit! See, that's pretty hardcore.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Puts it on at least like, well, only while he's playing, but he'll put it on like 30 times a day.
Wow!
Holy shit!
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
It's hardcore.
I keep telling him to just, you know, take a week off and let it heal, but he won't do it.
No, like, I need the halos.
Well, he's got to keep his Dr. Pepper reputation. I mean,
oh, there you go. That's true.
All right, one. Actually, we got a couple more. All right, next one is from Jim Head. He's up from out in Sweden, so forgive me with butchering his email if it sounds like it anyway. Oh shit.
Already?
Yeah. Really.
Well, as Jason said, he is from Sweden and English is not his first language, so the emails are sometimes.
See,
you know,
here's the thing though, when Jim had first started writing us, he was very careful about his, you know, sentence structure and stuff.
Like, okay,
and I'm like, don't worry, buddy. Jason takes care of it. But now he's like, okay, Jason will take care of it. So there's no.
And this time around, we didn't have time to let Jason take care of it.
I'm really sorry. Do being so stinking rich, e.g. equal, for example, VD, what's a VD?
I don't know.
I mean, I know what a VD is. I mean,
I think that's supposed to be VP.
I was frisky in the 80s, but sure. Okay.
Yeah. Well, let's go with that.
Personal fund, inheritance. Okay. And earn so much that you can hire assistants to do everything that is needed from you and still earn a shit ton of money. He got shit ton from us, I think. We're teaching the boy English.
Yeah, we're teaching him slang.
Let's see. He doesn't think so personally about something. If an old guy in the mid-50s earns millions by rarely lifting a finger, why would we care or have any negative feelings if a 17-year-old earns thousands of dollars in a pretty unstable and questioned business form? Because it's pretty freaking awesome. That's why. The professional gaming really is any way of thinking. Do I find pretty hypocritical.
Any other way of thinking? I find pretty hypocritical. Okay, yeah, I got it.
Okay. He felt like being a douche on the last sentence. Sorry. The forgotten by inactivity gym head.
Nice.
I'm not sure what he's saying, but
well, he's kind of it sounds to me like he's kind of comparing teenagers or young adults that are professionally playing games mm-hmm. with professional adults that sit around and do nothing and make their assistants do everything.
You contacted him after this, didn't you, and tried to clear it up?
Totally didn't.
Okay. Right.
I told you, I have these psychic bonds with people. It's fucking crazy. But that's an interesting comparison. I mean, I don't know. Kyle, do you think of it that way in any way?
I'm still a little lost, but
yeah, me too, buddy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
Chris, you want to answer that for us?
I think
sure.
My take on it is, I think he's saying that basically what Chris said. It's hypocritical to say that it's okay for someone who's like in their 50s to make a shitload of money by barely doing anything, and then look at young adults, teenagers making $1,000 here and there playing a video game.
I think he's saying that's kind of where I was going. Thank you, Jeff, for
leave it to Cherny to clear
for making my thoughts better.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if he was defending us or attacking us.
Yeah. No, I think he was defending you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was defending you.
He took a few jabs. Like, I mean, people also understand it's like a brand new like industry. I mean, you said you just started 3 years ago. I just mm-hmm. started hearing about it probably around the same time. And mm-hmm. so, who knows? People laughed at like barroom dancing being in the Olympics and that look. So
people laughed at football.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, think about it. The NFL wasn't always the NFL. The NFL was divided up into two different leagues. You know, the NFC and the AFC were two completely separate leagues that had their own championships. And one year they just thought it would be funny to make this quote unquote Super Bowl, where the champion of the AFC would play the champion of the NFC, and the game has changed since then and has turned into professional gaming is still budding, you know, it's still young. It's very possible that it's just going to blow up into something huge.
I mean, sure. Yeah, I remember watching the Olympics over in summer, yeah, over in Beijing, and a lot of the sports I saw on there, you know, I would any day watch any kind of video game over some of those things.
Oh, yeah.
So
definitely.
I do want to point out that it is the Olympic Games and not the Olympic sports.
Yeah, true. Hey,
another valid point.
Kyle, if Chris ever gives you shit ever about video gaming and like, you know, pro gaming, just tell him he likes arena football, so we shouldn't say anything.
Ooh, that's a low blow, Canadian.
Yeah. Make me sad. Make me even more sad because arena football, you know, they canceled their season next for 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Hey, dude, arena football is one step up from the CFL, so I'll give you that much.
Okay.
But at least I have that.
This is still a sore spot, though. We're going to change the subject.
Good idea.
With our last email, and this is probably the most poignant one. It's from Patrick, and he says, "Hell, if you make enough money from something and it's legal, then yes, it's a legitimate career choice." With love, Patrick.
Short, I agree.
Short and sweet, to the point.
Yep.
There you go.
Thanks, Patrick.
He understands.
Well, I want to know what your thoughts are, Kyle. I mean, do you feel like what you're doing? I mean, how long do you feel like you're going to be able to do what you're doing? Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I don't know the exact time frame of when, you know, your reflexes are supposed to go down or whatever. But like,
Chris, you're still old, no?
Yeah, I'm about 33. I'm pretty sure they're going.
There are like new younger people coming out, you know, all the time. But like a lot of these people are coming into the scene because, you know, they haven't heard about it before. You know, like these players were pro, you know, before I even heard about competitive video game playing. You know, there were people pro. So, you know, as soon as I heard about it, I started playing. Now I'm pro, or actually, you know, I'm in the number one spot. So I can only wait to see, you know, how many more people do that. But, you know, I don't consider myself doing this forever, but definitely as long as I'm on top.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, I'd do the same. I'm pretty sure anyone in your shoes would actually do the exact same thing. So,
yeah.
I don't see anyone. No, fuck that. I don't want to play video games for money. Hell. What the hell?
Yeah, it's one of the, you know, most fun things you could possibly do. You know, a lot of it is a lot of work, though. You know, people don't see the lot of work aspect of it and a lot of dedication, too. You know, all of us make lots of sacrifices to play. Mm-hmm. But, oh, you know, bet. It pays off, and it's, you know, we love doing it, so we have no complaints.
Very cool.
I'm sure.
All right. Anything else? Any last thoughts from you guys?
I think I'm good and rather inspired, actually.
Yeah, me too.
I was going to say, I do actually want to go play some Halo 3, so Jason and Chris, get on that.
Just, yeah, message me. You guys have my gamer tag. Message me online.
We do. I will do, man, I'm sure, dude.
Kyle, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. We really appreciate it, and we really appreciate the taking the time out of your day to do this,
especially after a final. Sure. Yeah, no shit. Thank you very, very much.
And you are always welcome on the show whenever you want. So, you know, mm-hmm. if you feel like it, just drop us a line. We'll bring you on. No problem.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely be back.
Sweet.
Cool.
If you want to trash talk other teams, we're all for that, too.
Yeah. If you want to trash talk us, we're all for that, too. You know?
We'll save it for when you guys get online.
All right, yeah. Cool. All right, cool. Well, thank you very much, and we'll hopefully talk to you soon.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right, later, man.
All right, bye.
Cool.
So thanks again to Elamite Warrior, or Kyle, for joining us. We very much appreciate you coming on the show.
Hell yeah,
that was,
man.
That was an awesome interview. I'm glad he was able to answer all of our questions. And, you know, I'm looking at Major League Gaming a very different way now. So that's
selling you. Good. Sorry. That's coming for you.
That's right.
Straight stalking.
Straight stalking, bitches.
good thing you had a good sense of humor, too.
Yeah, no kidding. You have to if you come on this show, man.
Sorry, man.
Oh, shit. Good times. Yeah, if you guys are interested to find out more about Major League Gaming, or if you want to view any of the tournaments and so forth, or check out Straight Rippin' and the other teams that take part, you can just go to www.mlgpro.com. You can probably find all the information on there, listings and so forth. So if you guys think you got what it takes to compete in the Halo, Call of Duty, Gears of War, Rainbow Six, submit for a team if there's a local tournament, or mm-hmm. if you want to fly like they did, or drive 12 hours to go to their first tournament and look where they are now, uh-huh. or look where he is now, then there you go. Give it a shot.
Or if you like Dr. Pepper, check him out.
And major props to Jeff for setting all this up, because it was pretty much all his doing. He was the one who fronted this entire thing, and Jeff, you're the man, dude. Thank you very much.
This was a Jeff Chorney joint.
That's right.
That's right. Jeff Chorney joint. Nice. That's what being motivated, being at work bored does.
It's like, hey, Major League Gaming. All right.
Let's do it.
Well, I'm glad you did, because I had a lot of fun. So
mm-hmm. Cool. Thanks.
All right. New releases.
Okay, I'm ready. We're going to need some time.
Shortest new release list ever.
I'm going to bust the shortest?
Oh, it's short. I was going to bust out my DS or something.
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
I was going to bust out my Wii. Play some Pets.
For the Wii, nothing.
Nothing of weird. Nothing of value, or just nothing.
Nothing. Nothing is scheduled for release unless you want to look at the Virtual Console and WiiWare and that. Shit.
I wish we did, because there is some cool shit on there.
Yeah, I would love to be able to have that information beforehand, but we don't. For the DS, Mystery PI, Portrait of a Thief.
Is that like Magnum?
Sure.
Mystery, that's not a typo? Because that would be pretty cool. I mean, Knight Rider came back. Why not Magnum PI?
Knight Rider sucks.
But it came back.
Yeah, and it sucks.
But it still came back. The very next day.
Shut up, Michael.
What?
Michael Knight.
Oh, I get it.
For the 360, nothing. For the PS3, nothing. For the PS2, nothing.
Here we
go.
Stop.
PSP, nothing. PC, nothing. So your new release list next week is Mystery PI, Portrait of the Thief.
Pick of the week.
Pick of the week.
Street Fighter 2 HD remix.
Again.
On the DS?
On the DS.
Hey, I'd buy it if it came
with stylus control.
Oh, God. That would be horrible. All right. Yeah. Well, that's your new release list, as exciting as it may be.
Thank you, Chris.
So we're going to move on to emails.
And, cool.
Okay.
Before we jump into this, I want to say that we got two other emails this week, mm-hmm. but we're going to save those for another show that's coming up very soon.
Incidentally, yeah, they just kind of dropped us some emails about Fallout, and I think it's because they heard that we were going to do a Fallout special. So we'll save it for them.
By the way, we're doing a Fallout special.
We said that. It's official. We just haven't set a date yet. Did we set a date?
Oh, no. We set a date. We're doing a fall special, and we have a date.
We do have a date?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we do have a date. Don't you read my email? No, of course not, because I send 18,000 of them.
Yeah, if, hey, if they're in that Fallout thread, there was one day where it was way too much for me. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't keep up.
Oh, it might be there.
Yeah.
All right, so
I'll tell you after the show.
We have one lonely email, and I say lonely not just because it's the single one.
One is the lonely.
You could probably keep that up, actually. This one's from Dizzy. He says, "How've y'all been? Are you more scared of zombies or owls?"
Owls.
"Did you know that owls turn their heads because their eyes are too big to move?" True story.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
OMG. Mirror's Edge rules.
Except for the combat, because it sucks.
"And I thought I'd hate Call of Duty World at War, but I don't."
It's because you're weird.
"The game on Veteran is a biatch, like yo mama."
Oh.
Smiley face. "Love yas." Love you, Jeff!
Love you, Jeff!
Love you, Dizzy!
In very big, bold, all caps letters, it says, "Love you, Jeff."
Hey, man. Whatever.
He's all about you, man. He likes that Canadian sausage.
We had to turn the word... Yours is way funnier. You win.
All right.
He sent us a track, too, but we'll listen to that afterwards.
All righty.
Let's do a new question of the week.
Let's do it.
Next week, we're going to be talking about our game of the year.
Yay! Yay!
So we want to know what your game of the year is and why. So you can send the answer to the question of the week to email at interactivedistractions.com.
Oh, I got to prepare.
Yes, make sure you're ready.
I need my left hand ready because that's my point now.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, you good? You sure?
Proceed.
Okay, cool. You can also send us a voicemail to 818-528-GAME. That is 818-528-4263. You can also send us and drop us a message on Skype, which is Interactive Distractions, all one word,
all lowercase.
You can also get us on Google Talk, interactivedistractions@gmail.com. Don't forget 360 Nation Warhawk Wednesdays. I mean, Interactive Distractions Warhawk Wednesdays, maybe?
sure.
Be sure to tell a few friends about us if you can.
We own that night lock, stock,
and
barrel.
If you like us and you're on iTunes, then leave us a review. We'd very much appreciate it.
Yes.
We also have a Facebook group and a MySpace page.
Facebook and a MyBook page.
Come join our Facebook group.
No, we haven't been drinking. Wait, yes, we have.
Why is a peanut butter on the coffee table?
Because I like peanut butter.
All right, just checking.
It goes well with Sparks.
True. No argument.
All right, cool. Well, before we get going, do you guys have anything else you want to say?
No, I think I'm good.
Jeff? Yeah, I think I'm good too. I'm you know what? I'm going to play fucking Halo every day, and I'm going to be a professional gamer.
I knew you'd be inspired.
We're going to be in Vegas cheering you on, buddy.
Sweet.
I'll be checking out the groupies.
Well, I do want to give out a shout out to one particular person. And his name is, let me make sure I get his name right, because it's going to suck if I don't. Oh, no, that's not it. Sorry. Hold on. I'm going to make sure I edit this bullshit.
Boop.
Chris is a douche.
I want to give a shout out to John Crisp. He's running a site called 1080ps3.com. And if anybody has been listening to the show since the beginning, they know that one of the big things about the PS3 that pisses me off is that if you have a 1080i only TV and you want to play a 720p only game, it will downscale the game to 480p.
Boom.
Unlike the 360, which will actually upscale it automatically to whatever resolution you're set to. So...
That's still going on. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, this is still going on. It is still an issue, and in my opinion, is the last big thing that needs to be fixed for the PS3. It doesn't affect me anymore because I have a new TV that actually handles all resolutions. But it is, I do still support this, the people that are trying to get this happening. And some of you may or may not know, but I actually started a petition a long time ago online. And they have that listed up on the site at 1080ps3.com. So if you are one of those unfortunate people that has a 1080i only TV, and you have a PS3 and you're sick of playing MotorStorm in 480p, go to this website, sign the petition, you know, try and get your voice heard. We need this. This is something that needs to get fixed.
You can make the difference.
Maybe. So yeah, big shout out to them for making that site and doing the good fight, like they say on like Three Dogs
on,
is
on the TVs.
TVs. Galaxy News Radio.
Oh yeah, that too.
Yeah, Three Dog. Yeah. Way to go, Jason.
I leave my radio off.
I do too, actually. He's fucking annoying. Actually, yeah. He's not annoying. The music's annoying. All right. Before we wrap up, I wanted to we need to say
Happy New Year,
everybody.
Tis the season. Happy birthday. Wrong show.
Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa-don.
I love your holiday. You go.
Festivus.
So yeah, this week is Christmas. So Merry Christmas to those of you.
I don't care if you don't celebrate Christmas. We're gonna wish
Merry
you
Christmas
Merry
anyway.
Christmas anyway.
Merry Deal Christmas.
My God, it's goodwill. All
right, cool. Well, that is our show for today. Hope you enjoyed the show. And until next week, play your games. And I am Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
And we will talk to you next week.
Later.